painted, then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means it's time for me to share vital health information with you. Intelligent Medicine is about the best of natural therapies. We also review high-tech medical innovations. Putting those together for you is the task of Intelligent Medicine. You can participate by calling 877-726-8255. That's our number. And we got lots to talk about today, lots in the mailbag, and lots of people affording themselves of the opportunity to record a question, because if you call 877-726-8255, you get on the show during the show, but if you call any other time, you can record a question. We've got some great recorded questions that will provide us with fodder for some interesting discussions, plus a lot of news stories from the week. I'll start with this one. It has to do with postpartum depression. Postpartum depression is a tragedy because, in addition to threatening the well-being of the mom, it also threatens the well-being of the child, because mothers who suffer from postpartum depression, they have trouble coping with the newborn, and that interferes with the important bonding that occurs in early infancy, and also it may even increase the risk of suicide for the mother. And so it's a devastating condition. It's said to affect up to 1 in 8 births. So the incidence in the U.S., 500,000 cases a year. And lo and behold, they've come up with a new drug that can treat postpartum depression. And this illustrates kind of a case study for what is happening in modern medicine, which is that we have nutritional solutions at hand, but those are less popular than blockbuster new drugs that can generate a lot of profit and offer a quick fix for a problem whose basis may be in lifestyle. Basis may be in nutrition to a large extent. So there's a very interesting op-ed that appeared in the Wall Street Journal this week entitled "Proper Nutrition Can Prevent Postpartum Depression." The author, or authors, Dr. David McCarron and Dr. Daniel Hatton, claim the new drug is a breakthrough. They acknowledge it, but taking calcium during pregnancy may minimize the need for it. They should know, because they've done the research in a 2001 paper for the Archives of Women's Mental Health. We and our co-authors, they say, reported that the incidence of postpartum depression could be reduced by simply improving calcium nutrition during and after pregnancy. In the study, the women received either a placebo or 2,000 milligrams of calcium a day. That's a lot. The goal was to determine whether the mineral helped prevent preeclampsia, but in an unforeseen finding, they found that the calcium-supplemented group had a much reduced risk of severe postpartum depression. Of the calcium supplement group, only 6% had severe depression compared with 15% of the placebo recipients. So, yeah, that's interesting. And what is also of interest, and not mentioned in the op-ed, I looked up the trial that resulted in the approval of the new drug. It's called Zurzuvae. The generic name is zuranolone. It's an important advance because, yeah, it might forestall devastating depression, even suicide, in women suffering from postpartum depression. But here's a hitch. Women in the study were told to refrain from breastfeeding, which is very important for the health and well-being of the offspring, because of the potential for uncertain effects on the child's developing brain. They just didn't know. I mean, it's a drug that influences mood, might help the mom. What does it do to the baby? And so there's a lot more than calcium that can have an impact on postpartum depression. A recent study from 2021 in a journal called Frontiers of Nutrition. It's a Chinese study. And I'll read the discussion. To our knowledge, this is the first study to assess the association of dietary quality and postpartum depression in the first year postpartum. The authors found that nearly one-third of Chinese lactating women in the first year postpartum suffered from depressive symptoms. That's even higher than in the U.S. Those with younger age, lower education, having their first child, and with less support from husband or partner were more vulnerable. Okay, so that goes without saying. There are sociological, societal, familial problems associated with the risk for postpartum depression. The dietary quality of lactating women was poor. The intake of vegetables, fruits, dairy, soybean, and fish and shrimp was insufficient, and the food variety was very limited. Depressed women had less vegetable intake and had more insufficient food variety. An imbalanced diet was associated with an increased risk of postpartum depression. So pregnancy is something that's kind of hard to mess up when it comes to the child. Yes, there's a higher incidence of prematurity when women have terrible diets. There's fetal alcohol syndrome. There are uncertain effects of using marijuana during pregnancy. But most kids recover even from relatively poor diets. But the mom, because the nutrients are preferentially shunted to the developing baby, that's the way of nature. It prioritizes coming generations. Because the nutrients are shunted to the baby, the mother may end up bereft of important nutrients. And there's also speculation that omega-3 fatty acids may be helpful here, too. A study in 2011 found that pregnant women taking fish oil capsules containing DHA showed a consistent 6-point lower mean depression score after pregnancy across numerous time points than did those receiving placebo. And what they're saying, too, is that it can enhance the developmental scores of the offspring up to 9 months after birth. So you get even more bang from your buck after consuming DHA. Helps the mom, helps the baby. Other studies have speculated that vitamin D may be helpful. Turns out that women with postpartum depression usually score lower on vitamin D levels. Zinc has been linked to mood disorders and may play a role, although studies are scanty in terms of zinc supplementation of women. Also, B vitamins may play an important role. B vitamins often encouraged to forestall the risk of neural tube defects in babies. And other nutrients may play a role, magnesium, selenium, but unfortunately, not a lot of study dollars allocated to evaluating the role of nutrition in preventing postpartum depression. Instead, we like to encourage the use of new breakthrough drugs like Zurzuvae. Yes, an important advance, but adverse side effects, somnolence, dizziness, more and excessive sedation were more common, and that's not ideal for a mother caring for a newborn infant. So, yeah, interesting contrast between the way that we prioritize drugs and the way that we tend to ignore nutrition in our current medical paradigm. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll take your phone calls momentarily here on Intelligent Medicine.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a new extra-strength version of astaxanthin for immune, brain, and vision health. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength. It's a naturally occurring carotenoid that plays an important role in cellular protection and healthy immune system responses. Astaxanthin has also been shown in clinical studies to promote normal cognitive function and may help to maintain a positive mood. In the eye, it helps to neutralize free radicals and manage eye strain due to computer usage. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio. Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
The world's most strictly tested laptop? That would be the new Asus ZenBook 14X OLED. Engineered with extraordinary toughness and tested to U.S. military-grade standard 810H durability, undergoing 12 rigorous test methods and 26 disciplinary test procedures, which exceeds industry standards. Okay, so even though you may not be toting this laptop in the field, this reliable ZenBook means you can bring it anywhere. With a thin and light form factor, the Asus ZenBook 14X OLED is equipped with a stunning 14-inch touchscreen on 180-degree hinge and support for digital inking, all powered by the Intel Evo platform, the perfect combination of performance, responsiveness, and battery life with up to a 13th-gen Intel Core i9 processor. More on the ZenBook 14X OLED is at Asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, sharing information, taking your questions, 877-726-8255. We've got John from Connecticut. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks. Yourself?
Oh, okay. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I'm a 63-year-old diabetic on Lancet insulin, and I had high blood pressure, too. It was like up in the 140s. We'll jump up to there, so that's like stage 2 high blood pressure, right?
Yeah.
And he wanted to give me medication, and I said, no. So I got some fish oil, better fish oil, that has 600 EPA and 300 DHA, and it's got 1,200 milligrams of omega-3 fish oil. What's the most important? You said DHA and EPA are the most important things, right, to worry about with a fish oil?
Well, here's the interesting part is that when it comes to heart, and, you know, that is a concern if you have diabetes and hypertension, it seems like EPA plays more of a role than DHA. In fact, some studies suggest that DHA may somewhat take the edge off the beneficial effects of EPA for the heart. But DHA is extremely important for the brain, as was illustrated by what I was talking about in the previous segment, in terms of postpartum depression. It's the DHA that's kind of the business end of the fish oil. It works for women, and it also improves IQ scores, developmental scores in children. So I think it's a good idea to take a mix of EPA and DHA, but I have a concern for you because if you've got diabetes and you're on insulin, you have a higher risk for heart disease and or stroke, and your blood pressure is running kind of high. And yes, fish oil can lower blood pressure, but it may not lower blood pressure sufficiently. So you can try the fish oil, see if your blood pressure goes down. I might also suggest other things like magnesium is often helpful for lowering blood pressure. And one of my favorite things for lowering blood pressure is chiolic aged garlic extract. It has the ability to take blood pressure down by a few points, and that may be helpful. But there is a relationship between insulin and blood pressure. To the extent you can reduce your dependency on insulin, that would be good by exercise, by diet. There are even some studies that suggest that some of these new weight loss drugs, Ozempic, Mounjaro, can reduce the need for insulin. Less insulin means less of an impetus to high blood pressure. If you lose weight, you're also going to have less high blood pressure. So that might be the play when you next visit your doctor. 877-726-8255, our number. And here's an item from Italy. You know, Italy prides itself on its food culture. And in fact, it's a very, very important part of the economy. And different regions of Italy, just as in France and Germany, many countries in Europe do this, they're certified by the government for producing unique food products, unique wines, unique cheeses, various unique dishes come from different regions. And it's an important part of the culture and the economy. Introducing synthetic food. Synthetic food, well, there's a lot of synthetic food that is part of our diets now in the West. But specifically, there's this new notion that we can culture meat. We can take cells, clone them, grow them in enormous vats, and make synthetic meat. The idea being is that it's better for the environment. Well, in Italy, they don't cotton to that idea. And although this is a burgeoning industry in the United States, it's not clear if it's going to make it, if it's going to be scalable, because right now, a little itty-bitty piece of synthetic hamburger will cost you about $45. Well, synthetic food bill passes in the Italian Senate. Production and marketing ban approved with 93 yes, 28 no, and 33 abstentions. So it wasn't even close. I mean, there were some, I guess, some legislators who may have been in the pocket of industry who said, yeah, bring it on. The bill prescribes a ban on the production and marketing of synthetic food and feed. The draft is being examined by the Chamber of Deputies. It contains a rule that prohibits the designation of meat for foods obtained from vegetable proteins. So the Impossible Burger, you won't be in Italy, you won't be able to call it Il Burger Impossibile, or whatever they say in Italian. The opposition of Italians to synthetic foods is even more prevalent among the people than in Parliament. The bill is supported by 74% of Italians. It reads, and I'm quoting, a response to the great mobilization, which has led to the collection of over 2 million signatures in support of the provision. The vote in the Senate, which now bans the production of synthetic foods in Italy, a country that is famous for its food culture. And, you know, I think we ought to have a grassroots movement in the United States to restrict the production of these things, because they claim that they're an advance and that they're good for the environment. But actually, studies show that they may be bad for the environment. The carbon dioxide emitted for each kilogram produced is 4 to 25 times higher than that of traditional beef. So where's the good in that? There are also 53 potential health hazards linked to laboratory-produced foods. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specifically curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced, hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. We got lots of questions from listeners. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office during the program. It's also a way to record a question, so let's hear one of those.
Is vegetable peels and fruit peels good for you?
Okay, well, that is a very, very interesting question. And so there is a concern, obviously, about the prevalence of pesticides and herbicides on produce. And one way that people seek to eliminate that risk is by peeling their fruits and vegetables. So examples might be peeling your apples, even peeling your kiwis and your pears and your peaches. A lot of people don't bother peeling their grapes. You know the expression, peel me a grape. But there's also vegetables that we peel. Routinely we peel potatoes. And that makes for a better texture when we make things like mashed potatoes. But when we bake potatoes, usually around the table, there are two groups of folks. The folks who don't like the peels, and they scoop out the innards. And the folks who say, save me the peels, because I like the peels. I'm personally one of the latter folks. especially when the peels are a nice, toasty, golden brown. And if you want to reduce your intake of carbohydrates, well, eat more of the peels and less of the insides, which are rich in starch. So I did a little bit of a deep dive on this question, and it turns out that if you peel your produce, you're going to miss out. So a statistic, a raw apple with skin contains up to 332% more vitamin K, 142% more vitamin A, 115% more vitamin C, 20% more calcium, and up to 19% more potassium than a peeled apple. And that's not even mentioning the polyphenols, the phenolic compounds that are found in fruit skin, especially quercetin. There's far more quercetin in apple skin than in apple pulp in the flesh. And similarly, a boiled potato with skin can deliver up to 175% more vitamin C, 115% more potassium, 111% more folate, 110% more magnesium and phosphorus than a peeled one. So they say that 31% of the total amount of fiber in a vegetable can be found in the skin. So you got a problem with fiber, yeah, maybe you want to take the skins off, but most people need more fiber. And it turns out that antioxidant levels can be up to 328 times higher in fruit peels than in pulp. That's according to a recent study. So, therefore, you might say eating your fruits and vegetables unpeeled can truly increase your nutrient intake. And so it's kind of a risk-benefit equation. First of all, I think it's important to get, whenever possible, organic fruits and vegetables, because there's less likelihood that they're going to have pesticide and herbicide residues. Although that is not 100%, not 100% surety that you will avoid the presence of pesticides, because they're ubiquitous in the environment. The other thing is that you can remove some of that by washing. And especially, you know, using a brush. And this is what I do on potatoes, because potatoes, they sometimes look a little dirty. So I'll take a brush and brush the potatoes, but not peel them, thereby removing some of the toxic residue on the surface without eliminating the nutrient-rich peel. So my preference is to eat the peels, whenever possible. I think that they deliver more nutrition, more fiber. You just need to take a precaution that some of the fruits and vegetables are highly treated with pesticides and herbicides. You can go to EWG, the Environmental Working Group. They've got an interesting section called the Dirty Dozen, the fruits and vegetables that are the worst culprits, where you really want to go organic. And then they have a few that don't really matter that much because the potential for pollution is not that great. An example might be avocados, you know, organic avocados. Well, you know, you take the peel off anyway, avocados. Who eats the peel? And so it's less likely that the herbicides and pesticides are going to penetrate the interior. Some will, but not as much. Most of it resides on the outside, the part of the avocado that you don't eat. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's take a call from John in Florida. How you doing, John?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Doctor?
Very well, thanks.
Okay, 61 years old. My older sister, who's 65, had a heart attack. I've never had any problems, but I decided to see
a... So there's family history. So what you're saying is, yes, there is family history. And especially in a female, you know, that gets my attention more because women are less prone to heart attacks. So maybe, just maybe, your family's a little more prone than usual to heart disease. Go ahead.
Yep. So I decided to see a cardiologist. I mentioned it to my primary care, and he said, just see one. So the cardiologist said, I look good, but he had me do a calcium score test. It's like some type of CT scan.
Very good. I've been advocating those for 25 years. Yep.
Okay. He said my number came out to 221, which I guess isn't a good number. And he would like me to increase my Lipitor that I've probably been on for 30 or 35 years from 10 milligrams to 40 milligrams. And he's also would like me to have a stress test. Is there anything else you think I can do to help with taking some other type of natural things or something?
Well, absolutely. You know, what this signals is that you have moderately high risk. You know, you're not like on the precipice of a disaster here. But a 221 score suggests, and you sound like a relatively young guy. How old are you?
61.
61. So that is a concern because we plan on being around on the planet for another 40 years or so. Something like that, right? Yeah, okay. So 40 years and that score progresses, and it's even more likely that while you may not experience problems in your early 60s, you know, 70s, 80s, you might be at high risk. So you really need to undertake prevention. So a patient like you would come to me, I'd say, let's take inventory on what's going on. Why are you at risk? Are you overweight? Are you not exercising? Other factors, LPA, homocysteine, C-reactive protein. We kind of, you know, run the deck on other risk factors. Blood sugar, what's your hemoglobin A1C? Can we optimize those? Because those will have an impact on your outcomes. Then when it comes to, and by the way, I agree with the suggestion. You know, and some folks are going to say, what, you're for statins? Yeah, I got to say that an individual with moderately high risk like yourself, you may need more than just a touch of Lipitor, 40 milligrams, a little more. Let's see what happens to your LDL cholesterol, and we also might want to measure your ApoB. And that's going to confer some degree of protection. But if we don't deal with inflammation, and that's based on a test called the HSCRP, you're not working on all burners. So you also have to look at inflammation. There are natural anti-inflammatories like fish oil, curcumin. You can use bergamot. It's even been suggested people use a medication called colchicine if they have a high level of inflammation. That's actually been very ancient medicine, been around for millennia. It's available as an inexpensive supplement or prescription, and it can be used to reduce risk. And so you kind of need a comprehensive program of prevention. I would also recommend something like chiolic aged garlic extract, because that, too, has been shown to slow the progression of coronary artery calcium. That study done in conjunction with statins. So statins alone, yeah, you know, that's pretty good. But when you add aged garlic extract, you're going to get an even further reduction in risk. So there you have it. I mean, that's kind of a comprehensive program or an outline of one that you need to undertake. And yes, get a stress test, okay? Because the stress test may indicate a potential blockage, which may need to be looked at. Yeah, you know, I totally agree with the management. And I think it was great that your doctor did a coronary artery calcium score test, which, by the way, I wrote an article about a couple of weeks ago in our newsletter. You can take a look at it. There are other newer imaging studies that are more precise, but that's a good start. And it's highlighted at a relatively young age that you have some risk and you need to begin to pay attention to it. Okay. So there you have it. I appreciate very much the call. 877-726-8255, our number. And, you know, with frequent wildfires contributing to airborne pollution, the harmful effects of inflammation and free radical exposure are a particular concern. But you can buttress your natural defenses with nutritional support from my friends at NT Factor. Free radicals are highly unstable molecules that can trigger cell damage, leaving your cells less equipped to utilize oxygen. NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula restores energy and undoes the damage to cells caused by free radicals. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor with the aforementioned quercetin, which you can get from apples, but there's lots of quercetin in this Breathe Clear supplement, a powerful bioflavonoid. In addition to its antioxidant properties, quercetin is an anti-inflammatory. It works to open up nasal and respiratory passages. For a limited time, you can buy one container of NT Factor Lipids powder, which is what I use, and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. This summer, arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor Lipids powder and get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free as a bonus, and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against free radicals. All right, when it comes to blood pressure, and we had a question about blood pressure with a caller from Connecticut earlier. That was John. What type of exercise is best for reducing blood pressure? Well, they did a study on it. It's a meta-analysis. They looked at 270 clinical trials involving nearly 16,000 participants, and they looked at the effects of different types of exercise on blood pressure. And there are various forms of exercise. You can do aerobic exercise, you can bike, you can swim, you can run, do stationary bike, do the elliptical. Well, that's aerobic exercise. Then you can do strength training. You can pump iron or use a universal machine, free weights. There's also something called isometric exercise. An example of isometric exercise is a plank, where in yoga you prop yourself up. If you're strong, you do it on your hands. If you're not so good at doing push-ups, you can do it on your forearms. And you prop yourself up and you see if you can do that for 30, 45, 60 seconds. And it turns out that that is beneficial for blood pressure. Another way of doing it is to squat against a wall. It's called a wall squat. Don't need a lot of equipment for it. All you need is a wall, which presumably most of you have. And you prop yourself up against the wall and you see how long you can squat against the wall, timing it 15, 30, 45, 60. And you're going to feel burn, but it's also going to have a beneficial effect on blood pressure. Another way of doing this, maybe you're not that fit. Well, get yourself some grippers, some isometric grippers, because those too will have a beneficial effect. If you grip and hold for a period of time, that has very, very interesting feedback effects on your circulatory system and your autonomic nervous system. And turns out isometric exercise, not to the exclusion of other exercise, all exercise good for blood pressure, but isometric exercise most effectively targets high blood pressure. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number, should you care to call during the program. Vaccine mandates are still a thing this fall at many colleges and universities. And as parents prepare to send their kids back to school, it's creating kind of a dilemma. And there's a whole lot of inconsistency about these policies. In New Jersey, Rutgers University is continuing to require students to provide proof of immunization for COVID-19 or face possible disenrollment from the school. They're going to kick them out. And this move is being criticized by a state legislator, Senator Declan O'Scanlan, and many of his colleagues in New Jersey. Senator Declan O'Scanlan sharply criticized Rutgers' ongoing COVID vaccine mandate as being out of step with science and logic. And the inconsistency is partly because they're saying you need to get the first two shots, but there's not a booster requirement. So, well, you know, why get the first two shots? Because any benefit there might have been from the initial vaccine has long since waned in the face of continuously evolving strains. And also the fact that many of these young college students, they've already had COVID once, twice, maybe three times. So why is this population who are at less risk of serious complications? And there are some exceptions. There's some people with underlying health problems. Maybe they've got poorly controlled diabetes or some immune problem. Okay, maybe in a discussion with their doctor, it's decided that they take the booster, a booster that is, as of yet, of unproven efficacy. And especially concerning is the fact that young college men in particular are at higher risk of myocarditis when they get the previous vaccines. So why is the risk-benefit equation tilted in favor of the hypothetical projected protection, when we don't really know if it's going to provide a lot of protection, because the current vaccine is our best guess at what's coming down the pike. It's not been proven effective. It's only been shown to raise neutralizing antibodies in experimental animals and in a few humans. So, you know, neutralizing antibodies, that suggests maybe some protection, but we don't know what kind of strains are going to predominate this fall and winter. So it's very varied across the board, very inconsistent. Tufts University dropped its requirements that students receive the bivalent COVID-19 booster. Harvard and Stanford sticking to their guns about the booster. You must have a booster. And it's all over the board. Fordham University has not budged here in New York either. Many other institutions, University of Cincinnati, University of Hawaii, they dropped their vaccine requirement entirely. And that's to the good, because I think it needs to be an individual decision and not something that is forced. There's no evidence that using the vaccine will reduce the transmission. You might say, well, we don't want to have a big outbreak of COVID when all the students come back together and start partying here at our college. Well, if it was convincingly demonstrated that the vaccine could reduce transmissibility, I'd say, well, at least there's some rationale. We don't want everybody to get COVID. But there's scant evidence that the vaccine will reduce transmissibility. It might, and it's a big might, reduce severity of COVID in some individuals, but many individuals already have taken the vaccine, don't need the boosters. Many have had COVID. So why, oh, why are these colleges, which are places of learning and science, being so darn unscientific about it? And many health professionals, I'm not an outlier here in suggesting that we remove the vaccine mandate from colleges and universities and schools, because especially for these young people, little benefit and sufficient risk to say, let's forego it. Let's see, first of all, even if the vaccine has any efficacy whatsoever in the fall and winter. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a new extra-strength version of astaxanthin for immune, brain, and vision health. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength. It's a naturally occurring carotenoid that plays an important role in cellular protection and healthy immune system responses. Astaxanthin has also been shown in clinical studies to promote normal cognitive function and may help to maintain a positive mood. In the eye, it helps to neutralize free radicals and manage eye strain due to computer usage. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps recruit depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to Bill Martinez.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Thumbs down at the White House.
President Joe Biden's average approval rating from RealClearPolitics.com is at 41.6% as of last Friday, almost 2 percentage points lower than former President Trump's 43.3% at a similar point in their first terms. Mr. Biden's lowest number, only 33% approval, is on the issue of inflation, for which Republican candidates in 2024 must have an effective response, says policy analyst Agash Shogali.
Very easy to knock Bidenomics. We want to know specifically what is their plan to get inflation under control.
Shogali with Americans for Prosperity spoke with Salem Radio. George Williams reporting.
Meanwhile, in much of Florida, under a state of emergency this evening, as National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Idalia formed today off the coast of Mexico on a potential track to come ashore as a hurricane in the southern U.S., a state of emergency declared to nearly half the counties in the state. The Trump campaign making money from the sale of online merchandise.
It's apparently been a cash cow. The Trump campaign says it's raised more than $7 million since the former president's mugshot released by the Fulton County Jail here in Atlanta, Georgia. The mugshot put on mugs, T-shirts, and bumper stickers that are selling in big numbers on the Trump 2024 campaign website. The money pouring in from the merchandise created after the former president turned himself in. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Two presidential contenders vying for the coveted spot as the candidate of Mexico's ruling party Morena in an upcoming presidential elections closed their campaigns for the nomination over the weekend. In recent months, Claudia Sheinbaum, former Mexico City mayor, and Marcelo Ebrard, former foreign minister, have fiercely competed for the candidacy of populist President Andre Manuel López Obrador's party. Townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Authorities in Zimbabwe say their president's been reelected for a second and final term.
That country's election commission says Emmerson Mnangagwa won 52.6% of the votes in the midweek election. Opposition leader Nelson Chamisa got 44%. The election had been scheduled to be held on just Wednesday. However, voting was extended a day into Thursday following delays and problems with the printing of ballot papers. Jason Walker reporting.
The sound of treated radioactive water flowing to an underground pool could be heard as media toured Japan's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant Sunday. It was the first time journalists visited the plant after it began releasing the water into the Pacific Ocean last week. The ever-growing volume of radioactive wastewater has been a safety risk and a burden at the plant since March of 2011's disaster. More at townhall.com. Three Marines dead in an Australian helicopter crash. Jackie Quinn with more.
Our thoughts are with them and their families.
The Chief Minister of Australia's Northern Territory, Natasha Files, says the Osprey tilt rotor aircraft with 23 U.S. service personnel on board crashed on Melville Island during a training exercise. Helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft rushed to the remote location to tend to the dead and injured.
The Northern Territory government stands by to offer whatever assistance is required.
The crash resulted in a significant fire, according to local media. The Pentagon says the Marines were participating in what's called Exercise Predators Run, training with troops from Australia, Indonesia, the Philippines, and East Timor, a coalition that could respond to military moves by China. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Tuning in to the program today. We have a wonderful program for you with special guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the owner and CIO with the Glenn team at Infinitas. And here's the phone number. You're going to want to write it down. You may want to reach out to Bruce and the great team right away. You may say, okay, I need to keep this information because here in the near future, we'll need to reach out. But this phone number is good for all around the country. 913-563-7327. That's the Glenn team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. And with that, Bruce, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be back with you. And like you said, it's good to be in the studio with as hot as it's been recently. Definitely much better inside than out.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's, I don't know. I worked with some clients that came in town this week from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and they're moving back to the Kansas City area. And I'm like, sorry for the heat wave. It was bad timing on your part. And they're like, yeah, we lived here for a while, so we get a couple of those a year. And I guess this is our second one. So
that's crazy. I think we had 114 degree heat index this week. So
yeah,
pretty uncomfortable.
And I've never felt it that humid. It was like it. You could see it hanging in the air. It was horrible.
Right.
Anyway, so, okay. So we're whining about our heat wave and our humidity here. So, and it's been pretty miserable. But anyway, so today we're going to be talking about Social Security, and that is always a hot topic for so many of our listeners, Bruce.
Right. So Social Security, and we're going to kind of tie in some Medicare topic with that and some required minimum distributions, or RMDs, as they're nicknamed, and kind of how they pull together. But, you know, there's a lot of people don't realize this. There are a lot of really, really critical strategies that come into making those decisions. And we've got, you know, I'll kind of cover some bullet points on them, but we have some really good software that can help us fine-tune and maximize folks' decisions on you know, all everything around the Social Security area and get that timed out. But
And when I, you know, when I talk to people and you hear a lot of discussion on this, I mean, how many people are retiring a day? It's like 10,000 people or just some insane numbers like that of all the baby boomers kind of going through the system here. But, you know, there must be different strategies on when to consider, you know, taking Social Security. Should I do it right away, which is a lesser amount? Should I do it kind of at the normal kind of average time, which is the kind of the scheduled amount? Or should I push it out and wait longer if I can and get a higher amount?
Right. So in those situations, folks can start Social Security as early as age 62 at a greatly reduced amount they're going to get paid, because the longer you defer Social Security from starting it, it goes up at an 8% pays per year. And it's actually every month. So it's not like, you know, 1 year it jumps up 8%. It's like every single month, if you start halfway through, you're going to get 4% up
know,
for the middle of the year. And then it caps out at age 70. Now you're getting some cost of living adjustments. That because this last year, a lot of our listeners received a really nice increase in their Social Security checks because the inflation was so high, the cost of living or COLA adjustment was pretty high. But, yeah, most people, they're going to be age 62 at the earliest point, and then your full retirement age. So when you get your Social Security statement, you're going to, it's going to give you an estimate of what it is at age 62, and then full retirement, and then 70. And then some of the newer statements now are showing you kind of year by year what your expectation would be. But the full retirement age is really all about the age you can start taking Social Security and still work and not receive a penalty for making too much money. You know, this year it's, you know, roughly $21,000 that if you were starting Social Security early before your full retirement age, then you would pay a 50% penalty on everything you made above that. If you're born after age 60, then 67, 1960, then 67 is your full retirement age before 1960, then it's a little bit, you know, younger than that. But
so I can't cash in until 67 is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah, you and I both, although we're on the front end of that side of
it. But, that's right. That's right. Still a boomer, but, we're 61 here.
Right. There are some exceptions. So there are some situations where if we have maybe somebody, unfortunately, maybe a widow or widower out there, there are some exceptions where they could start getting Social Security at age 60. There are some disability benefits that could kick in as well, some things like that, some aid to dependent children, these type of items that are all kind of somewhat clustered in there. But spending tax money, pre-tax money down is an important strategy. So when we look at somebody's overall financial picture, if they've got a lot of money sitting in pre-tax, you know, the money that they never pay tax on, like that they put in the 401k or some kind of qualified retirement plan or in an individual IRA, if they've got a big chunk of money there, there's times that we might want to, maybe they want to retire at age 64 or 65 or whatever it is and not planning on working. We might not want to start Social Security right away, and it might be to their advantage to actually start spending down some of that pre-tax money ahead of time, let that Social Security check keep cooking, you know, percolating until you actually turn on later at a higher check.
Yeah.
But that does a lot of things for us that actually diffuses what I call the RMD balloon note. And I'll talk about that a little bit further in a few minutes, but you know, again, if you're working, you know, make sure that you're not starting Social Security before your full retirement age, or at least be aware of what that income cap is. The other strategy that's very important is that you may be able to convert some of that pre-tax money to a Roth where you pay your taxes now and then it becomes tax-free and then it, you know, comes out tax-free and grows tax-free. In the meantime, there are some rules around that as well as a five-year rule. The first dollar in has to mature for 5 years before you start taking money out of your Roth IRA without getting a penalty.
Okay.
But that's important. And then the reason I talk about that balloon note later, if you don't spend down some of your pre-tax money and when you're forced to move it out in your required minimum distribution, that can really boost up your means test on your Medicare cost, the premium, right? And that's a two-year look back.
Well, okay.
So that's one thing that when we do the software planning and really, you know, look at the, the strategies on that, it's not just amount of spreading the tax burden out and smoothing it out and trying to avoid some of these upper tax brackets. It's also what is that Medicare premium going to cost you? So a lot of that goes into it. And you've got to think about the spouse. This is the last point I'll talk on this item. A lot of guys in our country, and I'm going to talk kind of generically here, a lot of times they were the one that had paid in the most of Social Security. You know, maybe they didn't take off years for childbearing and things like that. But a lot of guys, they want to start Social Security at age 62 as soon as they can. And the problem with that is that check at age 62 is about, you know, 40% less than what's going to be at age 70 if you left it alone.
Oh, wow.
And on average, we're going to die before our females, you know, partners in this example.
We live less. There's
right. Just, you know, statistics out there, right?
There's no doubt about it.
Right? And not always, but it's the rule of big numbers.
I like to say it's because we do really dumb stuff when we're young. It, you know, it shaves a year or two off here or there. So driving 140, you know, down the street there went a year and jumping off the roof into the swimming pool and you hope it's deep enough to not hurt yourself. There went a couple of years. So I blame it on that.
Things happen. You know, in your case, playing in the band, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But imagine this. The guy starts Social Security at a younger age, at less money than he would have gotten. And if the wife didn't have as much Social Security check coming, and if the wife outlives the husband, then the survivor gets the better of the two checks. Not both, not average, it's the better of the two checks. Well, if the better of the two checks is 40% less than it should have been, We've got a lot of little old ladies walking around that could have had more money and may have needed more money.
See, no one thinks about that.
Yeah.
I'll guarantee you, no one thinks about that.
Yeah, it's a rough deal.
So if this is resonating with you, and you're like, wait a minute, no one has told me about these sort of things. I'm telling you, reach out to Bruce Glenn. Bruce and his team can give you a second look, a free look, and a second opinion on what you're doing. And maybe, just maybe, you can improve your financial situation either a little bit or possibly drastically. Here's the phone number. Write it down, 913-563-7327. And it's the Glenn team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327, and ask for that second opinion and that evaluation. And Bruce, you've got the software program, and it sounds fairly easy, right? You would just request some information, then you would plug it into the program to see what this is looking like.
Yeah, absolutely. And if the callers want to call in and set up a time for us to talk, we can get some initial data over the phone and set up a virtual meeting and go through and show them that output, and then they've got a better understanding of what that can mean between, you know, doing, you know, without any strategy versus, you know, make some adjustments on what you're doing with your tax planning side of it and longevity and so on and so forth.
So do you work with a lot of folks in providing a second opinion and just get a second look, maybe a fresh look at their financial situation?
Oh, absolutely. And we don't charge anything for that. And then also we'll take a look at their current investments. We can do we have really great third-party independent research that can analyze their investments and, you know, how they're performing and how they're the fees are inside of them, and a lot of things that people just don't know and can't see on their own. And when we educate them, we show them everything so they understand stuff.
All right. That's Bruce Glenn. He's the owner and CIO of the Glenn team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. Bruce is also a fiduciary, and I think I want to talk about that after the break. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Everyone qualifies for Social Security. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by ASUS.
So many social media platforms, so many apps, and so many things to consider when it comes to your kids and their digital footprint. And so from Instagram to Snapchat, we asked tech consultant Mohit Rajans about the blind spots surrounding social media.
I think the bigger concern is that all of these specific apps come with their own set of blind spots. For example, TikTok doesn't necessarily go through the same rule process as a North American company would do when it comes down to how their content is filtered and received. And so I think parents have to first understand from their children, what are the three apps you're most interested in engaging with? Is it because of kids? Is it because other people on your team are playing things? Is it because other people in your class are engaged in discussing things on that? And start to understand what the parameters specifically are within them.
Find more from Mohit at dadspotting.com. That's dadspotting.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family.
things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. Now back to our Senior Care Live question of the week. Everyone qualifies for Social Security. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. Bruce, guaranteed that caught some people off guard. So why doesn't everyone qualify for Social Security?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. So in order to qualify for Social Security, you have to have worked, get 40 credits. So you get a credit per quarter that you work and pay into the Social Security system.
Okay.
So basically 10 years of work experience. And a lot of people, maybe they work for a union that doesn't participate in Social Security, or maybe they're a teacher. There's different programs out there, different companies that may not participate in Social Security. So if you don't have that, it might be a good idea to get that part-time work number up there at least enough to have your 40 quarters, because then you can at least qualify for Medicare.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That makes sense. So again, if all of this information is getting your attention, you're saying, hey, wait a minute. I've never heard about that, or no one's ever explained that to me. Well, maybe there's a reason. Okay. Get a second opinion with Bruce Glenn. Again, he's the owner and CIO of the Glenn team at Infinitas. Call this number, 913-563-7327, and just ask for your second opinion, and they will hook you up, and they'll do a great job for you. So, Bruce, you just almost kind of answered my next question. So how does Medicare and Social Security then work together?
Yeah, so it's basically you're paying into the system at the same time, and I'll pivot a little bit since we did kind of touch in on that. I happen to have your 40 quarters to get credit, but a lot of times folks want to retire early, and it is hard to retire early if you don't have health care, right? And not every insurance plan out there has COBRA allowed. I used to think that COBRA was automatic if you had a company's health care, but it's not true. But anyway, okay. Most of them do. So theoretically, if you wanted to retire maybe at 63 and a half, COBRA lasts for 18 months. If you have that available, you could retire 63 and a half, carry COBRA, where you're paying all the costs of it, but at least you have the group plan,
mm-hmm.
or you could get insurance on the marketplace if you wanted to. But at age 65, you have the 7 months to start, Medicare, 3 months before your 65th birthday, the month you turn 65, and the 3 months after that. And I would recommend folks start applying for that on the front side of it, because this may come as a shock, but the government doesn't always move as fast as we like.
I am stunned.
Well, blow me down.
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly. So, and that's a good idea. You've got 7 months of, oh, I've got all kinds of time. Well, you're going to blink and that 7 months is gone. So,
right.
So just open that door. Just jump on that, right away. So, okay. So how have the recent changes in the Secure Act 2.0 affected required minimum distributions or those RMDs from a tax point of view?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. So there has been some changes there, and again, I've got a little trick to the trade for you here
okay,
as well.
Okay.
So for the longest time, age 70 and a half was the age that the government started saying that you need to start moving some of your amount of money out of your pre-tax bucket that they never got paid for on
the
tax side.
They want their money.
Want the tax money, right? So they started making you move some of your money out, and it's based on your age and how much money you had in all of your pre-tax buckets of money at the end of the prior year. Well, during COVID, they moved that out to age 72, and then last year in December when they passed through about 94 lines of new policies out there, some are not even able to be done when the government's trying to force them through the systems. But anyway, mm-hmm. they moved that to 73 if you're born before 1960. Hmm. Now, for you and I, because we're born so much after 1960.
Exactly.
Yeah. For us, it'll be age 75 and okay. at that point. So here's the little trick that people don't understand. In most situations, if you don't take possession of that money, so let's say you've got a $100,000 IRA and you have to move, say, 4% out of it this year. If you don't take possession of that money directly or some of that money directly, and let's say that you're philanthropic and you're going to give some money to your church or other charitable, that's a 501c3 type of organization.
Yep.
If you don't take possession of it and the money moves directly from your custodian of your IRA to your non-for-profit, that money you're not paying the taxes on and they don't pay taxes either.
Hmm.
But you satisfied your requirement to move that money out of the tax shelter.
So if you don't do that and you receive the money, you're taxed on it.
Right.
And then if you say, hey, let's donate to our church, or like you said, our favorite charity, then you got taxed on it. You have less money to donate and you make your donation. So you're saying you can basically go around all of that and just have the money donated directly and avoid taking taxes out of it.
In most situations, yeah. I'm not a licensed CPA,
so I don't
want to go over my skis here. But, yes, that's basically how it works.
Okay, and have the changes had any impact on Medicare?
So here's the degree that the Medicare, it kind of ties back to what we were talking about a little bit earlier. Your Medicare is the premium you pay is a means-based premium, meaning how wealthy are you, how much income do you have?
Mm-hmm.
It's based on income, but it's a two-year look back. So
okay. Let's
say, for example, you had not pre-spent down some of your taxable money, your IRA money, your 401k money, and kind of smooth that out. And now you've got what I call a balloon note. Now all of a sudden at age 73 or 75, you've got this massive amount of money in pre-tax money. And so your required amount to move out is a big money number. It's going to hit you into a higher tax bracket, but it's also going to affect the premium you're paying for your Medicare. And that number sticks with you for a couple of years. So somebody may want to say, hey, I'm going to pay off my house, or I'm going to buy a truck, or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
And it may not be the best idea to take all the money out of one shot because it's going to affect a lot of things.
Yeah.
So
has this this silent ripple effect that will come back to bite you?
Yeah, it is.
It'll cost you more money. And then before the break, I made a comment about a fiduciary, and this is why I encourage everyone to reach out to the Glenn team at Infinitas. What is a fiduciary, and why is that important?
Right. So fiduciary, there's a lot of things that go into the definition. I'll just cover some bullet points here. So fiduciary basically means that you're working for your client's best interest. You're on the same table with them. You're only getting paid one way, and you get paid the same way whether you give them this type of an investment or a different type of investment. You're not a captive agent with proprietary product.
Mm-hmm.
You're not working for a firm that gets kickbacks for pushing all their clients' monies into a few fund companies that give them revenue sharing, quote,
wow,
that's actually kickbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things out there in the financial world that are not to the client's best interest.
Mm-hmm.
But you do want to work with a fiduciary that's working for your best interest.
Well, and I've always loved that idea, kind of a broker that can represent a large number of companies and a large number of different investments, different types of investments, and you're not depending on a commission from a particular company or particular product. You're working in your client's best interest, and when they do better, you do better, and it's you're in it as a team.
Exactly right, and if the markets were down like last year, then we're affected the same way.
All right. Bruce Glenn, owner and CIO of the Glenn team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. Give him a call. You will love it. All right, Bruce, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. Pleasure as always.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. And we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Stepping on the gas and never letting up with the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the never lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, who believe that all students deserve an equal and fair opportunity at a quality education. In their partnership with AdoptAClassroom.org, Subaru and their retailers are providing teachers across the country with funding to purchase the resources they know are most needed to help students thrive. Subaru is proud to be the largest corporate supporter of AdoptAClassroom.org. Subaru, more than a car company.
Let's face it, talking about life insurance is never easy. But after we watched a close friend lose her husband with no insurance, we decided that wasn't going to happen to our family.
Yeah, but shopping for life insurance can be almost as difficult as talking about it.
But then we heard about Ethos Life Insurance. They're a new kind of life insurance, built for people on a busy schedule who don't have time for unnecessary doctor's visits, fine print, or hidden fees. You know, who want to keep it simple.
I couldn't believe how easy it was. We answered a few basic questions, and within minutes, we had an estimate of what it would cost and what sort of policy made sense for us.
I never imagined life insurance could be so affordable.
And accessible.
The peace of mind knowing that our future is secure, it just removes a lot of the fear around getting older and...
Yeah, the unexpected.
I'm glad we talked about it.
I'm glad we went with ethoslife.com.
Go to GetEthos.com now for your free estimate. That's GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. Quite frankly, I thought I was done talking about this, but I guess not.
And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
All right, so this is from CBS News. New COVID variants, EG5, FL151, and BA286 are spreading. And this is from, again, CBS News, August the 21st. Health authorities say they're closely tracking the spread of three new COVID-19 variants now spreading around the country. Levels of COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths for now remain far below previous peaks seen during last summer and winter waves of the virus. Public health officials have said that they're well equipped for the latest seasonal uptick in the virus, and that's really good news, right? I mean, that's really positive, nice news. But the appearance of the, and I'm putting my air quotes up, highly mutated variant has raised questions among virus trackers about what the coming months could hold. All right, so enter the fear-mongering. This is the part that just, my blood pressure is going up. So I feel like, enter the fear-mongering, I feel like we should put some music in there. Dum, 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 right? I mean, it's just, here we go. Here we go again. So there are two that are fairly prevalent, and one, the highly mutated variant, that is not as widespread for now. Authorities have also been tracking the new highly mutated strain of the virus called BA286, but its prevalence remains too small to show up on the CDC estimates. It's that insignificant today. With only a handful of cases spotted around the world, including one in Michigan. The sole case in Michigan was an older adult with mild symptoms, and the patient has not been hospitalized, according to a spokesperson from the State Department of Health and Human Services. Now, COVID symptoms appear to be largely the same. There has been no evidence of increased disease severity from the new EG5 strain, says the WHO. Now, in Denmark, health officials said that three cases of the highly mutated BA286 variant had symptoms, quote, normally seen from other strains of COVID-19. So it's the same old, same old. Now, a virus's job is to stay alive and keep itself alive, and it does that by mutating itself. And to prove that fact, the new, quote-unquote, highly mutated version of COVID-19, the COVID BA286, has mutated 36 times, 36 mutations and counting. So the virus is doing its best to stay alive, and that's its job. But now the mainstream media seems to be trying to stir the pot again. they so desperately want to become intoxicated again with their newfound power. Control through fear. And I can see it. It's starting to work. They're talking about the new variant as if the sky is falling. And all of a sudden, I'm seeing a lot of people wearing masks again. Literally out of the blue. Click, boom. Last week, I saw two people driving down the street in their car wearing masks in their car. So, friends, this stuff is not going away. We're just going to have to live with this, just like we live with the common cold, and just like we live with the annual various strains of influenza. And unfortunately, there will be tens of thousands of people who will die from the common cold and influenza, just like we have every single year. And unfortunately, we're going to have to add more deaths every year due to COVID. I just think it's going to be part of the norm. But there is no need to go into panic mode. Okay? There's no reason whatsoever to lock down the population. I'm already hearing that the schools are considering bringing back the mask mandates and implementing learning online and not even having classes because, the danger of this highly variant, changed variant. When we have a case in Michigan and very few cases around the world, highly mutated, the sky is falling. There's no need for all of the utterly insane stuff that we all had to live through in 2020 and 2021. There's no need. And now I'm hearing about the possibility of many large cities who are seriously, and I'm not even kidding, they're seriously talking about lockdowns. Why? Why would you do that? There's no need for it. I'm going to get into another offshoot of this whole topic some other time, not today. But like I've said from the very beginning, if you are a high-risk individual due to health issues, take appropriate steps to protect yourself. It's just that simple. And everyone else, go about your business. Let's all just take precautions and use some common sense and move on living our fullest lives. Let's just move on and live our lives to the fullest. And we got to move on, folks. We just got to move on. Okay. And then you may get tired of me talking about this, but listen, when I see this, I feel the intense need to share this information with you. And so here we go again.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, here we go. Be very careful of where you get your advice. How many times have I said that? A lot. So I met with a really nice family, and I'm working with them and helping them find long-term care for their mother. And they're spending $5,000 a month out of their own pocket, adding to her income to keep her in assisted living. And here's the bottom line is they have spent so much money, they just can't afford to pay this any longer. So I'm helping them find some quality long-term care options so that they can transition her to long-term care and then apply for Medicaid to help her pay for the majority of the cost of her care. Right? Very, very simple and straightforward. But then they told me they had spoken previously with a senior advisor from one of these free referral services, and that person said, quote, "Your mom can't qualify for Medicaid because she makes too much money. Her income is too high," end quote. And when they told me that, I gasped. I'm like, are you kidding me? She has less than $2,000 in liquid assets. She qualifies, period. Her income is way less than the cost of a shared room in long-term care. She qualifies. I informed them that the person they spoke with has very clearly demonstrated that they have literally not a single clue about what they're talking about. And here's the scary thing. That senior living advisor is out there today, right now, misinforming the public. And people are listening to them, and they believe them. And they're out marketing and out in the market just educating the public. But they have no clue what they're talking about. That's why I'm running this consumer alert. And they're providing incorrect information and advice. And remember, they are free to you because they don't work for you. Let me say that again. These free referral services are free to you because they don't work for you. So, want to know my recommendation? Don't get your information from a person that doesn't work for you. Get your information from someone who does work for you. Get your advice for someone who is educated and from someone that actually knows what they're talking about.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, and coming up next, I'm going to shift gears and talk to you about what not to take to your senior living community. Don't go away.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so on the break, I was like, I kind of feel like I was a little grumpy and kind of preachy and yelling a little bit in that segment. And our producer, the extraordinary Mr. Darren Wilhite, he was shaking his head and he's like, well, with all that, yeah, you kind of need to be a little bit loud. I mean, that's pretty incredible stuff. So anyway, again, shifting gears. When I work with a client with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, and I've talked a lot about it before, go through that whole search and selection process with our clients to help them make an informed decision and move forward with confidence and feel good about the choices that they make. That's huge. It's everything. All right, so we are honored to help our clients through that process. And the culmination of that process is a report that has a wealth of information, objective, data-driven, verified information on our top communities meeting our exact needs. Now, as part of that report package, in the back of it, some additional helpful information. One of the pieces that I include is what I call strategies on how to maximize care at any senior care community that you should choose. I think it's number seven is what not to take with you to your senior care community. All right. So with that, a couple of years ago, I had the privilege of working with this wonderful family. I helped them find a great place that would provide care for both of their parents, their mom and their dad. And then their father passed away, and now mom has then transitioned to the assisted living part of the community. So my client recently called. Hi, I'm so-and-so. Do you remember me? Absolutely. Absolutely. How are you doing? How's everything going? So we were chatting, and she asked me a question. She said, do you think it's a good idea to let mom wear her really expensive jewelry to the assisted living community? I'm like, no. No, it's a terrible idea. Don't let her do it. And she's like, really? Well, I agree with you, but we're having a hard time trying to convince mom not to wear her, and we're talking some high dollar jewelry here. And so I shared with her a couple of stories that I thought I would share with you and just put this in to demonstrate why you don't do that. You don't take expensive stuff and personal stuff of high value with you to any senior care community. So I worked with some clients. They went to this particular place, and everything was going fine. And then one day they hired an aide, a CNA, to work, you know, there. The CNA passed all the background checks and all the stuff and then appeared to be doing a good job. Well, as it turns out, she befriended a lady who was wearing some really expensive stuff. And then you know where this is going. So then one day the family comes in. They're like, wait a minute. Where are mom's pearls? Where are her rings and all of her other jewelry and her bracelets and all that? Where did they go? She just had them yesterday. Where did they go? So they were missing, and they immediately notified the staff, et cetera, et cetera. Everyone jumped into action. As it turns out, this lady was not very smart. She stole all the jewelry from this poor elderly woman who had dementia. And walked a block down the street in her uniform with her name badge on and pawned all of the jewelry for cash and took off. So people from this community went down. They thought, well, maybe. And then they, oh, yep, sure enough, there she is. They had to buy the jewelry back from the pawn shop, by the way, to give it back to the family. And then, of course, the police were called, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so again, bad idea. Another story. Several years ago, there was a group of foreign workers that came to the United States to work, and they had work visas, and they were working in senior care. And unknown to anyone at the time, they formed a criminal ring of staff working at several senior care communities around the Kansas City area, and guess what they did? They all stole the identity of many, many residents. I'm not sure how many, a bunch. Social Security numbers off of Social Security cards that they had right there in their room. Driver's license, their numbers. And guess what's on your driver's license? The exact way that you spell your name and your date of birth. And then there was the ringleader of this group. And then he fraudulently filed tax returns. And they made tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars doing this. And then, fortunately, they were caught. Now, that's two really negative examples of how your stuff can all of a sudden just be gone. But then here's another more benign example. So you could have a resident living there with some dementia, and you have some confusion with that. It is very common for an elderly person with dementia just to go just wandering about. They're just walking around. They're walking in and out of everyone's rooms and that kind of thing. They could walk into your room and see your $5,000, $10,000 Rolex watch sitting there on your end table or on your dresser and think, oh, there's my watch. And they put it on, and then they walk away because they found their watch. Now, they're not, God bless them, it's the dementia talking. They didn't steal your watch. They're confused and they thought it was their watch. That could happen as well, okay? So with my how to maximize your care at any care community that you should choose, with those strategies, again, I include that as part of our report package. Item number 7, what not to take to your senior care community. Don't do it. Don't do it. Now, my grandpa, and God rest his soul, God bless him, he had dementia. He was raised when you talk about dirt poor. My grandma told me these stories. They said they were so poor, for dinner, they would dig some potatoes, and they would wait for the hens to cackle so that they could go out and get a couple of eggs to have with their potatoes, and that was dinner. That fed a family. Okay? They were poor. So later on in life, my grandpa always carried $200-$300 of cash in his wallet. I think it made him feel secure, and I think that was born from coming from nothing and having a little bit of money. So when I took him to assisted living, I knew he was going to be looking for money in his wallet, so I took a bunch of ones and put them in there, about 10 ones, just to make him feel like he had some money. Replace that $10,000 strand of pearls with some costume jewelry. Do whatever you've got to do, but don't just be smart about this stuff and do not take anything of high value to a senior care community. Trust me on that. You will thank me for that later. All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Idalia formed today off the coast of Mexico on a potential track to come ashore as a hurricane in the southern U.S. Governor Ron DeSantis says it appears the storm at hurricane strength will reach Florida's northern Gulf Coast region by Wednesday.
If you are in the path of this storm, you should expect power outages. So please prepare for that, particularly if you have one. If this storm ends up coming in the Tallahassee region, there's a lot of trees that are going to get knocked down. The power lines are going to get knocked down.
The director of Florida's Division of Emergency Management, Kevin Guthrie, says people need to start preparing for the worst.
Every tropical storm, every hurricane is different, and this is no exception. We cannot gauge our ability to withstand future hurricanes based on prior experiences.
Hundreds of people gathered around the parts of Jacksonville, Florida, Sunday in prayer vigils for the three black people killed in a dollar store shooting in Jacksonville by a 21-year-old white man who left behind white supremacist writings and killed himself as police arrived. The second Republican primary debate will take place a month from now.
Now that Wednesday's opening GOP debate is history, the next one is set for September 27th at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. For debate number two, the Republican National Committee has set higher polling and fundraising thresholds for candidates to qualify. Frontrunner Donald Trump easily qualifies, but has said he will not be doing the debates. At this point, six others have qualified for the debate: Ron DeSantis, Mike Pence, Vivek Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, and Chris Christie. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Armed with the latest gadgets, the lure of Scotland's fabled Loch Ness Monster has drawn the largest search party in decades.
Hundreds are gathering in Scotland this weekend, hoping to find signs of Nessie using thermal drones, infrared cameras, and a hydrophone. Among them, monster enthusiast Craig Gallifrey.
I wanted to take part because I thought it was just a brilliant opportunity and just great to be part of the legend.
Gallifrey believes there could be something in the water that updated technology can help reveal.
Whether it's other marine life that they've maybe not noticed before.
The Loch Ness Centre says drones that produce thermal images of a lake can search the waters in a way that's never been done before. Meanwhile, the loch's surface remains undisturbed. Charles Villadesma, London.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Three U.S. Marines were killed, 20 more injured in the crash of an Osprey aircraft in earlier Sunday in Australia. Five are in critical condition. An investigation is underway. Meanwhile, the Hong Kong government has been given the green light to appeal a court's refusal to ban a protest song.
The decision came after government lawyers cited national security concerns. Glory to Hong Kong was often sung by demonstrators during months of anti-government protests in 2019. It was later mistakenly played as the city's anthem at international sporting events. The court's decision in July not to ban the song was a setback for Hong Kong leaders seeking to crack down on dissent.
Jeremy House reports government lawyers sought an appeal, arguing if the executive authority consider a measure necessary, the court should grant it. More at townhall.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses and stuff. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means it's time for me to share vital health information with you. Intelligent Medicine is about the best of natural therapies, and we also review high-tech medical innovations. Putting those together for you is the task of Intelligent Medicine. You can participate by calling 877-726-8255. That's our number. And we got lots to talk about today, lots in the mailbag, and also lots of people affording themselves of the opportunity to record a question, because if you call 877-726-8255, you get on the show during the show, but if you call any other time, you can record a question. We've got some great recorded questions that will provide us with fodder for some interesting discussions, plus a lot of news stories from the week. I'll start with this one. It has to do with postpartum depression. Postpartum depression is a tragedy because, in addition to threatening the well-being of the mom, it also threatens the well-being of the child, because mothers who suffer from postpartum depression, they have trouble coping with the newborn, and that interferes with the important bonding that occurs in early infancy, and also it may even increase the risk of suicide for the mother. And so it's a devastating condition. It's said to affect up to 1 in 8 births. So the incidence in the U.S., 500,000 cases a year. And lo and behold, they've come up with a new drug that can treat postpartum depression. And this illustrates kind of a case study for what is happening in modern medicine, which is that we have nutritional solutions at hand, but those are less popular than blockbuster new drugs that can generate a lot of profit and offer a quick fix for a problem whose basis may be in lifestyle, basis may be in nutrition to a large extent. So there's a very interesting op-ed that appeared in the Wall Street Journal this week entitled Proper Nutrition Can Prevent Postpartum Depression. The author, or authors, Dr. David McCarron and Dr. Daniel Hatton, claim the new drug is a breakthrough. They acknowledge it, but taking calcium during pregnancy may minimize the need for it. They should know because they've done the research in a 2001 paper for the Archives of Women's Mental Health. We and our co-authors, they say, reported that the incidence of postpartum depression could be reduced by simply improving calcium nutrition during and after pregnancy. In the study, the women received either a placebo or 2,000 milligrams of calcium a day. That's a lot. The goal was to determine whether the mineral helped prevent preeclampsia, but in an unforeseen finding, they found that the calcium-supplemented group had a much reduced risk of severe postpartum depression. Of the calcium supplement group, only 6% had severe depression compared with 15% of the placebo recipients. So, yeah, that's interesting. And what is also of interest, and not mentioned in the op-ed, I looked up the trial that resulted in the approval of the new drug. It's called Zurzuvae. The generic name is zuranolone. It's an important advance because, yeah, it might forestall devastating depression, even suicide, in women suffering from postpartum depression. But here's the hitch. Women in the study were told to refrain from breastfeeding, which is very important for the health and well-being of the offspring, because of the potential for uncertain effects on the child's developing brain. They just didn't know. I mean, it's a drug that influences mood, might help a mom. What does it do to the baby? And so there's a lot more than calcium that can have an impact on postpartum depression. A recent study from 2021 in a journal called Frontiers of Nutrition. It's a Chinese study. And I'll read the discussion. To our knowledge, this is the first study to assess the association of dietary quality and postpartum depression in the first year postpartum. The authors found that nearly one-third of Chinese lactating women in the first year postpartum suffered from depressive symptoms. That's even higher than in the U.S. Those with younger age, lower education, having their first child, and with less support from husband or partner were more vulnerable. Okay, so that goes without saying. There are sociological, societal, familial problems associated with the risk for postpartum depression. The dietary quality of lactating women was poor. The intake of vegetables, fruits, dairy, soybean, and fish and shrimp was insufficient, and the food variety was very limited. Depressed women had less vegetable intake and had more insufficient food variety. An imbalanced diet was associated with an increased risk of postpartum depression. So pregnancy is something that's kind of hard to mess up when it comes to the child. Yes, there's a higher incidence of prematurity when women have terrible diets. There's fetal alcohol syndrome. There are uncertain effects of using marijuana during pregnancy. But most kids recover even from relatively poor diets. But the mom, because the nutrients are preferentially shunted to the developing baby, that's the way of nature. It prioritizes coming generations. Because the nutrients are shunted to the baby, the mother may end up bereft of important nutrients. And there's also speculation that omega-3 fatty acids may be helpful here, too. A study in 2011 found that pregnant women taking fish oil capsules containing DHA showed a consistent 6-point lower mean depression score after pregnancy across numerous time points than did those receiving placebo. And what they're saying, too, is that it can enhance the developmental scores of the offspring up to 9 months after birth. So you get even more bang from your buck after consuming DHA. Helps the mom, helps the baby. Other studies have speculated that vitamin D may be helpful. Turns out that women with postpartum depression usually score lower on vitamin D levels. Zinc has been linked to mood disorders and may play a role, although studies are scanty in terms of zinc supplementation of women. Also, B vitamins may play an important role. B vitamins often encouraged to forestall the risk of neural tube defects in babies. And other nutrients may play a role, magnesium, selenium, but unfortunately, not a lot of study dollars allocated to evaluating the role of nutrition in preventing postpartum depression. Instead, we like to encourage the use of new breakthrough drugs like Zurzuvae. Yes, an important advance, but adverse side effects, somnolence, dizziness, and excessive sedation were more common, and that's not ideal for a mother caring for a newborn infant. So, yeah, interesting contrast between the way that we prioritize drugs and the way that we tend to ignore nutrition in our current medical paradigm. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll take your phone calls momentarily here on Intelligent Medicine.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a new extra-strength version of astaxanthin for immune, brain, and vision health. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength. It's a naturally occurring carotenoid that plays an important role in cellular protection and healthy immune system responses. Astaxanthin has also been shown in clinical studies to promote normal cognitive function and may help to maintain a positive mood. In the eye, it helps to neutralize free radicals and manage eye strain due to computer usage. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
this is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, sharing information, taking your questions, 877-726-8255. We've got John from Connecticut. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks. Yourself?
Oh, okay. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I'm a 63-year-old diabetic on Lancet insulin, and I had high blood pressure, too. It was like up in the 140s. We'll jump up to there, so that's like stage 2 high blood pressure, right?
Yeah.
And he wanted to give me medication, and I said, no. So I got some fish oil, better fish oil, that has 600 EPA and 300 DHA, and it's got 1,200 milligrams of omega-3 fish oil. What's the most important? You said DHA and EPA are the most important things, right, to worry about with a fish oil?
Well, here's the interesting part is that when it comes to heart, and, you know, that is a concern if you have diabetes and hypertension, it seems like EPA plays more of a role than DHA. In fact, some studies suggest that DHA may somewhat take the edge off the beneficial effects of EPA for the heart. But DHA is extremely important for the brain, as was illustrated by what I was talking about in the previous segment, in terms of postpartum depression. It's the DHA that's kind of the business end of the fish oil that works for women, and it also improves IQ scores, developmental scores in children. So I think it's a good idea to take a mix of EPA and DHA, but I have a concern for you because if you've got diabetes and you're on insulin, you have a higher risk for heart disease and or stroke, and your blood pressure is running kind of high. And yes, fish oil can lower blood pressure, but it may not lower blood pressure sufficiently. So you can try the fish oil, see if your blood pressure goes down. I might also suggest other things like magnesium is often helpful for lowering blood pressure. And one of my favorite things for lowering blood pressure is chiolic aged garlic extract. It has the ability to take blood pressure down by a few points, and that may be helpful. But there is a relationship between insulin and blood pressure. To the extent you can reduce your dependency on insulin, that would be good by exercise, by diet. There are even some studies that suggest that some of these new weight loss drugs, Ozempic, Mounjaro, can reduce the need for insulin. Less insulin means less of an impetus to high blood pressure. If you lose weight, you're also going to have less high blood pressure. So that might be the play when you next visit your doctor. 877-726-8255, our number. And here's an item from Italy. You know, Italy prides itself on its food culture. And in fact, it's a very, very important part of the economy. And different regions of Italy, just in France and Germany, many countries in Europe do this. They're certified by the government for producing unique food products, unique wines, unique cheeses, various unique dishes come from different regions. And it's an important part of the culture and the economy. Introducing synthetic food. Synthetic food, well, there's a lot of synthetic food that is part of our diets now in the West. But specifically, there's this new notion that we can culture meat. We can take cells, clone them, grow them in enormous vats, and make synthetic meat. The idea being is that it's better for the environment. Well, in Italy, they don't cotton to that idea. And although this is a burgeoning industry in the United States, it's not clear if it's going to make it, if it's going to be scalable, because right now, a little itty-bitty piece of synthetic hamburger will cost you about $45. Well, synthetic food bill passes in the Italian Senate. Production and marketing ban approved with 93 yes, 28 no, and 33 abstentions. So it wasn't even close. I mean, there were some, I guess, some legislators who may have been in the pocket of industry who said, yeah, bring it on. The bill prescribes a ban on the production and marketing of synthetic food and feed. The draft is being examined by the Chamber of Deputies. It contains a rule that prohibits the designation of meat for foods obtained from vegetable proteins. So the Impossible Burger, you won't be in Italy, you won't be able to call it Il Burger Impossibile, or whatever they say in Italian. The opposition of Italians to synthetic foods is even more prevalent among the people than in Parliament. The bill is supported by 74% of Italians. It reads, and I'm quoting, a response to the great mobilization, which has led to the collection of over 2 million signatures in support of the provision. The vote in the Senate, which now bans the production of synthetic foods in Italy, a country that is famous for its food culture. And, you know, I think we ought to have a grassroots movement in the United States to restrict the production of these things, because they claim that they're an advance and that they're good for the environment. But actually, studies show that they may be bad for the environment. The carbon dioxide emitted for each kilogram produced is 4 to 25 times higher than that of traditional beef. So where's the good in that? There are also 53 potential health hazards linked to laboratory-produced foods. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve collection.
a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specifically curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Never carries a lot of weight. Never forget. Never settle. Never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, who believe that all students deserve an equal and fair opportunity at a quality education. In their partnership with AdoptAClassroom.org, Subaru and their retailers are providing teachers across the country with funding to purchase the resources they know are most needed to help students thrive. Subaru is proud to be the largest corporate supporter of AdoptAClassroom.org. Subaru, more than a car company.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. We got lots of questions from listeners. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office during the program. It's also a way to record a question, so let's hear one of those.
Is vegetable peels and fruit peels good for you?
Okay, well, that is a very, very interesting question. And so there is a concern, obviously, about the prevalence of pesticides and herbicides on produce. And one way that people seek to eliminate that risk is by peeling their fruits and vegetables. So examples might be peeling your apples, even peeling your kiwis and your pears and your peaches. A lot of people don't bother peeling their grapes, you know, the expression, peel me a grape. But there's also vegetables that we peel. Routinely, we peel potatoes, and that makes for a better texture when we make things like mashed potatoes. But when we bake potatoes, usually around the table, there are two groups of folks. The folks who don't like the peels, and they scoop out the innards, and the folks who say, save me the peels, because I like the peels. I'm personally one of the latter folks, especially when the peels are a nice, toasty, golden brown. And if you want to reduce your intake of carbohydrates, well, eat more of the peels and less of the insides, which are rich in starch. So I did a little bit of a deep dive on this question, and it turns out that if you peel your produce, you're going to miss out. So a statistic, a raw apple with skin contains up to 332% more vitamin K, 142% more vitamin A, 115% more vitamin C, 20% more calcium, and up to 19% more potassium than a peeled apple. And that's not even mentioning the polyphenols, the phenolic compounds that are found in fruit skin, especially quercetin. There's far more quercetin in apple skin than in apple pulp in the flesh. And similarly, a boiled potato with skin can deliver up to 175% more vitamin C, 115% more potassium, 111% more folate, 110% more magnesium and phosphorus than a peeled one. So they say that 31% of the total amount of fiber in a vegetable can be found in the skin. So you got a problem with fiber, yeah, maybe you want to take the skins off, but most people need more fiber. And it turns out that antioxidant levels can be up to 328 times higher in fruit peels than in pulp. That's according to a recent study. So therefore, you might say eating your fruits and vegetables unpeeled can truly increase your nutrient intake. And so it's kind of a risk-benefit equation. First of all, I think it's important to get, whenever possible, organic fruits and vegetables because there's less likelihood that they're going to have pesticide and herbicide residues, although that is not 100%, not 100% surety that you will avoid the presence of pesticides, because they're ubiquitous in the environment. The other thing is that you can remove some of that by washing. Washing, and especially, you know, using a brush. And this is what I do on potatoes, because potatoes, they sometimes look a little dirty. So I'll take a brush and brush the potatoes, but not peel them, thereby removing some of the toxic residue on the surface without eliminating the nutrient-rich peel. So my preference is to eat the peels whenever possible. I think that they deliver more nutrition, more fiber. You just need to take the precaution that some of the fruits and vegetables are highly treated with pesticides and herbicides. You can go to EWG, the Environmental Working Group. They've got an interesting section called the Dirty Dozen, the fruits and vegetables that are the worst culprits, where you really want to go organic. And then they have a few that don't really matter that much because the potential for pollution is not that great. An example might be avocados, you know, organic avocados. Well, you know, you take the peel off anyway. Avocados, who eats the peel? And so it's less likely that the herbicides and pesticides are going to penetrate you. Sure, some will, but not as much. Most of it resides on the outside, the part of the avocado that you don't eat. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's take a call from John in Florida. How you doing, John?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Doctor?
Very well, thanks.
Okay, 61 years old. My older sister, who's 65, had a heart attack. I've never had any problems, but I decided to see
if... So there's family history. So what you're saying is, yes, there is family history. And especially in a female, you know, that gets my attention more because women are less prone to heart attacks. So maybe, just maybe, your family's a little more prone than usual to heart disease. Go ahead.
Yep. So I decided to see a cardiologist. I mentioned it to my primary care, and he said, just see one. So the cardiologist said... I looked good, but he had me do a calcium score test. It's like some type of CT scan.
Very good. I've been advocating those for 25 years. Yep.
Okay. He said my number came out to 221, which I guess isn't a good number. And he would like me to increase my Lipitor that I've probably been on for 30 or 35 years from 10 milligrams to 40 milligrams. And he also would like me to have a stress test. Is there anything else you think I can do to help with taking some other type of natural things or something?
Well, absolutely. You know, what this signals is that you have moderately high risk. You know, you're not like on the precipice of a disaster here, but a 221 score suggests, and you sound like a relatively young guy. How old are you?
61.
61. So that is a concern because were you planning on being around on the planet for another 40 years or so? Something like that, right?
Hope.
Yeah, okay. So 40 years, and that score progresses, and it's even more likely that while you may not experience problems in your early 60s, you know, 70s, 80s, you might be at high risk. So you really need to undertake prevention. So a patient like you would come to me, I'd say, let's take inventory on what's going on. Why are you at risk? Are you overweight? Are you not exercising? Other factors, LPA, homocysteine, C-reactive protein. We kind of, you know, run the deck on other risk factors. Blood sugar, what's your hemoglobin A1C? Can we optimize those? Because those will have an impact on your outcomes. Then when it comes to, and by the way, I agree with the suggestion. You know, and some folks are going to say, why, you're for statins? Yeah, I got to say that an individual with moderately high risk like yourself, you may need more than just a touch of Lipitor, 40 milligrams, a little more. Let's see what happens to your LDL cholesterol, and we also might want to measure your ApoB. And that's going to confer some degree of protection. But if we don't deal with inflammation, and that's based on a test called the HSCRP, you're not working on all burners. So you also have to look at inflammation. There are natural anti-inflammatories like fish oil, curcumin. You can use bergamot. It's even been suggested people use a medication called colchicine if they have a high level of inflammation. That's actually been very ancient medicine, been around for millennia. It's available as an inexpensive supplement or prescription, and it can be used to reduce risk. And so you kind of need a comprehensive program of prevention. I would also recommend something like chiolic aged garlic extract, because that, too, has been shown to slow the progression of coronary artery calcium. That study done in conjunction with statins. So statins alone, yeah, you know, they're pretty good. But when you add aged garlic extract, you're going to get an even further reduction in risk. So there you have it. I mean, that's kind of a comprehensive program or an outline of one that you need to undertake. And yes, get a stress test, okay, because the stress test may indicate a potential blockage, which may need to be looked at. I totally agree with the management. And I think it was great that your doctor did a coronary artery calcium score test, Which, by the way, I wrote an article about a couple of weeks ago in our newsletter. You can take a look at it. There are other newer imaging studies that are more precise, but that's a good start. And it's highlighted at a relatively young age that you have some risk, and you need to begin to pay attention to it.
Okay.
So there you have it. Good. I appreciate very much the call. 877-726-8255, our number. And, you know, with Regan wildfires contributing to airborne pollution, the harmful effects of inflammation and free radical exposure are a particular concern. But you can buttress your natural defenses with nutritional support from my friends at NT Factor. Free radicals are highly unstable molecules that can trigger cell damage, leaving your cells less equipped to utilize oxygen. NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula restores energy and undoes the damage to cells caused by free radicals. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor with the aforementioned quercetin, which you can get from apples, but there's lots of quercetin in this Breathe Clear supplement, a powerful bioflavonoid. In addition to its antioxidant properties, quercetin is an anti-inflammatory. It works to open up nasal and respiratory passages. For a limited time, you can buy one container of NT Factor Lipids powder, which is what I use, and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. This summer, arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor Lipids powder and get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free as a bonus, and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against free radicals. All right, when it comes to blood pressure, and we had a question about blood pressure with a caller from Connecticut earlier. That was John. What type of exercise is best for reducing blood pressure? Well, they did a study on it. It's a meta-analysis. They looked at 270 clinical trials involving nearly 16,000 participants, and they looked at the effects of different types of exercise on blood pressure. And there are various forms of exercise. You can do aerobic exercise, you can bike, you can swim, you can run, do stationary bike, do the elliptical. Well, that's aerobic exercise. Then you can do strength training. You can pump iron or use a universal machine, free weights. There's also something called isometric exercise. An example of isometric exercise is a plank, where in yoga you prop yourself up. If you're strong, you do it on your hands. If you're not so good at doing push-ups, you can do it on your forearms. And you prop yourself up and you see if you can do that for 30, 45, 60 seconds. And it turns out that that is beneficial for blood pressure. Another way of doing it is to squat against a wall. It's called a wall squat. Don't need a lot of equipment for it. All you need is a wall, which presumably most of you have. And you prop yourself up against the wall, and you see how long you can squat against the wall, timing it 15, 30, 45, 60. And you're going to feel burn, but it's also going to have a beneficial effect on blood pressure. Another way of doing this, maybe you're not that fit. Well, get yourself some grippers, some isometric grippers, because those too will have a beneficial effect. If you grip and hold for a period of time, that has very, very interesting feedback effects on your circulatory system, your autonomic nervous system, and turns out isometric exercise, not to the exclusion of other exercise, all exercise good for blood pressure, but isometric exercise most effectively targets high blood pressure. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean. not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
What happens when the biggest name in home security partners with the biggest name in consumer tech? The answer is the ADT self-setup DIY home security system in partnership with Google. I caught up with Wayne Thorson, Executive Vice President and Chief Business Officer at ADT.
So this is a huge initiative for us with Google. This is our own platform for the first time. It integrates all of the features of Nest and Google Home and all those wonderful things that can happen because of the great machine learning that they do with their cameras, in addition to all of our award-winning probe monitoring.
And what about the ADT Plus app to control it all?
Absolutely. The Google Assistant devices, the hubs, the thermostats and devices are all controllable through the app. All of the camera clips are all available in the app and, in fact, allows us to do things like alarm verification.
Visit ADT.com/DIY.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy. But you've never been interested in easy. You joined because you were not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number, should you care to call during the program. Vaccine mandates. are still a thing this fall at many colleges and universities. And as parents prepare to send their kids back to school, it's creating kind of a dilemma. And there's a whole lot of inconsistency about these policies. In New Jersey, Rutgers University is continuing to require students to provide proof of immunization for COVID-19 or face possible disenrollment from the school. They're going to kick them out. And this move is being criticized by a state legislator, Senator Declan O'Scanlan, and many of his colleagues in New Jersey. Senator Declan O'Scanlan sharply criticized Rutgers' ongoing COVID vaccine mandate as being out of step with science and logic. And the inconsistency is partly because they're saying you need to get the first two shots, but there's not a booster requirement. So, you know, why get the first two shots? Because any benefit there might have been from the initial vaccine has long since waned in the face of continuously evolving strains. And also the fact that many of these young college students, they've already had COVID once, twice, maybe three times. So why is this population who are at less risk of serious complications? And there are some exceptions. There's some people with underlying health problems. Maybe they've got poorly controlled diabetes or some immune problem. Okay, maybe in a discussion with their doctor, it's decided that they take the booster, a booster that is, as of yet, of unproven efficacy. And especially concerning is the fact that young college men in particular are at higher risk of myocarditis when they get the previous vaccines. So why is the risk-benefit equation tilted in favor of the hypothetical projected protection when we don't really know if it's going to provide a lot of protection, because the current vaccine is our best guess at what's coming down the pike? It's not been proven effective. It's only been shown to raise neutralizing antibodies in experimental animals and in a few humans. So, you know, neutralizing antibodies, that suggests maybe some protection, but we don't know what kind of strains are going to predominate this fall and winter. So it's very varied across the board, very inconsistent. Tufts University dropped its requirements that students receive the bivalent COVID-19 booster. Harvard and Stanford sticking to their guns about the booster. You must have a booster. And it's all over the board. Fordham University has not budged here in New York either. Many other institutions, University of Cincinnati, University of Hawaii, they dropped their vaccine requirement entirely. And that's to the good, because I think it needs to be an individual decision and not something that is forced. There's no evidence that using the vaccine will reduce the transmission. You might say, well, we don't want to have a big outbreak of COVID when all the students come back together and start partying here at our college. Well, if it was convincingly demonstrated that the vaccine could reduce transmissibility, I'd say, well, at least there's some rationale. We don't want everybody to get COVID. But there's scant evidence that the vaccine will reduce transmissibility. It might, and it's big might, reduce severity of COVID in some individuals, but many individuals already have taken the vaccine, don't need the boosters. Many have had COVID. So why, oh, why are these colleges, which are places of learning and science, being so darn unscientific about it? And many health professionals, I'm not an outlier here in suggesting that we remove the vaccine mandate from colleges and universities and schools, because especially for these young people, little benefit and sufficient risk to say, let's forego it. Let's see, first of all, even if the vaccine has any efficacy whatsoever in the fall and winter. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality.
That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a new extra-strength version of astaxanthin for immune, brain, and vision health. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength. It's a naturally occurring carotenoid that plays an important role in cellular protection and healthy immune system responses. Astaxanthin has also been shown in clinical studies to promote normal cognitive function and may help to maintain a positive mood. In the eye, it helps to neutralize free radicals and manage eye strain due to computer usage. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to Bill Martinez Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstar. Former President Trump is seeing a big boost in donations since he was booked on criminal charges in Georgia last week.
They say a picture's worth a thousand words, and that mugshot of Donald Trump being booked at the Fulton County Jail is worth about $7 million for his election campaign. Trump decried the charges last Thursday.
What has taken place here is a travesty of justice. We did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
But his campaign says the next day they raked in $4 million. They've been selling T-shirts, bumper stickers, and mugshot mugs, profiting from the criminal case. But a recent filing shows even though Trump raised more than $53 million in the first half of this year, $59 million has been paid out to dozens of law firms. I'm Jackie Quinn.
National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Idalia near the coast of Cuba on a potential track to come ashore as a hurricane in the southern U.S. Forecasters expect Idalia to become a hurricane Tuesday in the Gulf of Mexico, then curve northeast and approach Florida on Wednesday with winds up to 100 miles an hour, becoming a Category 2 hurricane. Governor DeSantis says the state's already called in power crews from other states, but residents still need to be ready for days, if not weeks, of outages.
If you are power dependent, particularly people who are elderly or who have medical needs, please plan on going to a shelter. Some of these counties are going to be announcing that they will be opening shelters, I would imagine, in the next day or so. That will be a good decision because the chance of you losing power if a Category 2 hurricane hits is very, very high.
Check out more news. Check out the latest analysis. Log on to townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Russian authorities are confirming that the head of the Wagner Group mercenary fighting force was killed in a plane crash last week.
Back in May, Wagner Group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin was a star for the Russian government, seizing the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut with his private military fighters. But his defiant march into Moscow with his soldiers in June had Vladimir Putin using words like treason and betrayal. And now, a spokeswoman for Russia's investigative committee says there was genetic and forensic testing of the 10 victims of the jet crash, and Prigozhin was among them. Some experts had suggested Prigozhin used decoy planes and might have escaped the deadly crash. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Buying a car for under 20 grand? Well, that's so 20th century.
And you can blame it on automakers abandoning the low-profit small car business as American consumers increasingly gravitate toward pricier SUVs and trucks. The compact Mitsubishi Mirage has become the last new vehicle with an average selling price under $20,000. And even the Mirage appears on the way out. The trade publication Automotive News has reported that Mitsubishi will stop selling the Mirage by the middle of this decade. John Scott reported.
North Korea allowing its citizens staying abroad to return home in line with easing pandemic situations worldwide. State officials say returnees will be put in quarantine for a week for proper medical observation. The announcement comes as North Korea slowly easing its draconian pandemic restrictions. The announcement will lead to the return of North Korean students, workers, and others staying abroad, mostly in China and Russia. More at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and coming up, singer and funny gal Judy Canova tries to tackle the Wild West as she stars in a comedy skit known as Two Gun Gertie. And then later, Fibber McGee has decided to become a writer, and he jumps the gun and meets with a literary agent. Well, Judy Canova may have been the star of this upcoming variety series, but she was supported by some very talented cast members, led by voice whiz Mel Blanc. Each week he would trot out variations of some of his best-remembered cartoon voices. The character Pedro on this show sounds like Benny Speedy Gonzalez. Sylvester has the same voice as Sylvester the Cat. And in this example, he'll even recreate the sounds of Jack Benny's ancient Maxwell automobile. And you might even get to hear Yosemite Sam. Heading back to June 15, 1946.
From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Peak Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Colgate tooth powder. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet present the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, Sharon Douglas, the sportsman, Charles Dent and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Sweetest boy a girl could ever meet. The moment that he touched my hand, he swept me off my feet. And as I fell, I soon could tell I had him falling too. And even though it was a dream, I don't mind telling you, one more dream and he's mine. One more dream and he's mine. 40 winks and me thinks he'll be mine. Had him hooked, things look fine, but he slipped off the line. One more dream, and he's mine. I went to see a moving picture show the other day.
Well, tell us what it was about.
I really couldn't say. Eyes were closed, and as I dozed, the usher grabbed my coat.
Hey.
Among the things I told him, I am now about to quote.
One more dream,
and he's mine. One more dream, and he's mine. 40 winks, and me thinks he'll be mine. Had him hooked.
Things look fine,
but it slipped off the line.
One more dream, and it's mine.
Well, the morning mail has just arrived, and as our scene opens, Judy's reading a letter to Aunt Aggie. It's a letter that just came from Judy's cousin Sophie back in Cactus Junction.
What does your cousin Sophie have to say, Judy?
Says here, Judy, we miss you. Times are really tough back here. Hardly any crop. The crows are really overrunning the place. It don't do no good to try to fool them with that homely old scarecrow. I sure wish you were back here.
What else does Sophie say in her letter, Judy?
She goes on to say, prices sure are high here. Your Uncle R.T. says it costs him $30 a week to keep himself in nourishment. And when he gets it, the stuff ain't fitting to drink. Judy, you remember Mrs. Foodle. Well, now, I don't know if I remember Mrs. Foodle. Well, I ain't gonna waste no time on that. Says here, she had triplets last week. A boy and a girl. We never did find out what the third one was. 2 days after it was born, it flew away. Well, it did.
Does Sophie say how the crops are this year?
Yep, it says, our crops are failing. Hardly any vegetables.
Judy, if they aren't raising vegetables, how are they getting along?
Well, Sophie says here that she wrote a play to raise money.
What is the play called, Judy?
Sophie calls it, Open the Barn Door, Nellie. Father's coming home with a load. Or, Grandma, stay in Wisconsin. I can't get you a date with Van Johnson. Yeah, Sophie wants me to put the play on here at the Brentwood Community Playhouse and try to raise money for her.
Judy, Mr. Kearns of the Playhouse is an influential friend of mine. Why don't you go and see him? Maybe he'll give Sophie's play a tryout.
Oh, gee, maybe I can play the leading role. I'm a real actress. Yeah, back home when I was 17, I got up in school and said, to be or not to be, that is the question. Will I be left back again in 2B or get promoted to 3A? I'll go right over to see Mr. Kearns now.
And now, Miss Canova, what is your cousin's play about?
It's a western, Mr. Kearns. It's about Two-Gun Gertie who comes out west to get married. She meets the famous Indian chief, Sitting Bell, and then Sitting Bell...
Oh, Miss Canova, not Sitting Bell. Bull, bull, bull.
It is not. It's the honest truth. Cross my heart and hope that it is.
Who is Two-Gun Gertie going to marry?
His name's Texas Joe. He calls on Gertie quite regular. For 3 years, he comes over steady every night. But he never goes home that way. He never goes home that way. One night on his way over, he steps on a skunk.
Was he angry?
He sure was. He was highly incensed. Incensed, that is. Mm.
Yes, well, it doesn't sound too bad. We'll give it a try out.
Oh, golly, thanks. Can I play Two Gun Gertie? I could play a gun girl swell. Well, when I was a kid on a cold morning, I could get into my red flannels faster than anybody in the family.
Well, what's that got to do with being a gunfighter?
Well, Pa said I was sure quick on the drawers. Had to be only one pair of flannels in the family.
Well, Miss Canova, you study your part, and we'll put the play on next week.
Judy, it's wonderful. Just think, you'll be in a play, and this play may prove to be Brentwood's biggest production.
Brentwood's biggest production?
Somebody talk about me.
Oh, hello, Geranium. Did you hear about the play?
Oh, yes, ma'am, Miss Judy. Hey, is there a part in the play for a good cook?
Geranium, you have your job here at home. Are you sure you haven't been neglecting things here? You know, the government wants us all to save excess fat.
Ma'am, I've been doing that for the last 20 years.
Anyway, Geranium, even if you are fat, your boyfriend Pomeroy still likes you.
Oh, yes, Miss Judy. But lady, when he puts his arms around me, he seems awfully distant.
Well, does he have reason to be distant?
Yeah, honey. He's got a 32-inch reach, and I've got a 52 waist.
Geranium, when I saw Pomeroy leaving last night, he had lipstick on him.
Golly, Geranium, does your lipstick come off easily?
No, Miss Judy. I always put up a fight. It says here.
Say, Geranium, does Pomeroy still call you his cutie pie?
No, Miss Judy. Now he calls me his little honeydew melon.
Little honeydew melon? How come?
He says I'm sweet and mellow. And the older I am, the mushier I get.
Oh, Geranium, you're not so very old. Why, you're just barely sneaking up on 40.
Sneaking up on it? Ha, ha! Honey, I've got it completely surrounded.
Judy, you'd better get busy and study your part for the play.
Okay, Aunt Aggie. Hey, you know something? This fella Tex in the play is really tough.
He's tough?
Yeah, says here, come roundup time, Tex don't brand the cattle. He bites his initials in them. Then Tex robs the grocery store to get food for his best friend who's been eating nothing but dog food for 6 days.
Nothing but dog food for 6 days? What was his friend's name?
Rover. After Tex brings him his food, the little dog looks up at him with his great big brown eyes, almost as if he wanted to say,
pardon me for talking in your face, señorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro. Say, there's a part in this play for you.
Oh, señorita, I have had experience on the stage. I was in the Air Corps at the Burlesque Theater.
The Air Corps at the Burlesque Theater?
See, I had to blow up the balloon for the bubble dancer. Senorita, once I was in the opera in Mexico. See, the curtain went up and I was singing the famous clown song from Pagliacci. And I no more than got started and the curtain came back down again.
Well, what happened? Weren't you singing Pagliacci very well?
Oh, senorita, I always sing Pagliacci very beautiful.
Well, then why did they ring down the curtain?
Well, that night we was doing Rigoletto. I came out on the stage wearing an old-fashioned costume with tights, senorita.
Oh, Pedro, I bet you look funny in those tights.
See, they all laughed when I walked out in those tights. And when I sat down, I thought they'd split.
Well, Pedro,
you'd better get ready for the theater.
Si, I will go now, senorita. Hasta luego.
And a case of lumbago to you too, Pedro.
More fun with Judy Canova is coming up right after this short break.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding.
Come join us for a night of dinner and auction. Shasta County Republicans present Denim and Diamonds Fundraising Dinner, supporting Republican candidates at the county, state, and national level. Catered by Fat Daddy's Barbecue, fantastic prizes, guns, drawings, and games. Featured speaker to be announced Saturday, September 9th. Reading Senior Center doors open at 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at ShastaGOP.org or call 530-356-6429.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Telephone, you act like you're in a fog. Oh, here comes Tex now in his Model T car. Okay, Pedro, you hold her and I'll milk her. Oh, golly, you're getting this all mixed up.
Oh, Miss Judy.
Yeah, Geranium.
There's Brenda the Bun's coming up the wall. You know, for a girl who don't like you, she sure spends a lot of time here.
Oh, I don't mind. I'm always glad to have Brenda visit with me.
How come?
I feel so good when she leaves. Come in.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Brenda. Say, how do you like my cowboy outfit?
Well, it does set off your figure. And a figure like yours should be set off as far as possible.
Well, just the same, Mr. Kearns, the director, says I have a graceful carriage.
Well, you do have a graceful carriage, darling. But your axles are slightly bent.
Hey, Brenda, if you're so good, why ain't you in the play? You always think you can act.
I don't think. I can act.
Well, I don't think you can act neither.
Miss Canova, I played summer stock. Why, our theater had a seating capacity of 1,000, and every night it was SRO, standing room only.
No fooling. In our theater, we took out the orange boxes, put in leather seats, and had a seating capacity of 400 NMS.
NMS?
Yep, no more splinters.
I just dropped in to show you what I'm wearing to the theater tonight. This is a Parisian gown. Oh, it's simply alive with sequins.
Gosh, you better spray it with DDT. Double strength.
Very funny.
Oh, I made it funny. I don't know what it was.
My dear, you may never become an actress, but don't give up.
Oh, me give up, shucks. I don't know the meaning of the word surrender. I don't know the meaning of a lot of other words either. Gee, I better get over to the theater or I'll be late for the show. So long, Brenda.
Ladies and gentlemen, the play you are about to witness is an authentic Western written by Miss Sophie Canova. The scene is the Buzzard's Gulch Saloon. It's a cold winter night, and the wind is howling outside.
Howdy, stranger! You look like a stranger, stranger.
I know, stranger. I am a stranger. But you look even stranger. Texas Joe, but everybody calls me Tex.
Where do you hail from, Tex?
Massachusetts. Say, it's the coldest night I ever saw. My hands are numb. My feet are numb. I'd sure like to sit down.
You are sitting down. You're colder than you think. About, stranger?
I'm a 49er, gal. How old are you?
Don't talk that way to me, Tex.
My trigger finger's itchy.
What you gonna do about it?
I'm gonna scratch it. Hey, maybe you don't know who I am, Tex. I'm Two Gun Gertie, and I'm a rustler.
Gertie, why does a gal like you rustle?
I wear satin petticoats.
Say, how about going riding with me, Gertie?
Tex, I'll have you know I'm a lady.
I know. If I'd have wanted a man to ride with, I'd go home and get my brother.
Ugh, me want him fire water.
Who are you?
Me chief running deer. Me run faster than antelope or greyhound. Me deer by 6 minutes. Me greyhound by 30 minutes.
How could you beat a greyhound by 30 minutes?
Greyhound have flat tire.
Howdy, stranger. Who are you?
I'm the roughest hitman. I'm the toughest. I'm a murdering polecat. I'm a murdering skunk. Ain't I a stinker?
Ah, if you were so tough, you'd shoot some of these good-for-nothing hombres that keep bothering me.
Well, I couldn't kill a man in cold blood. I couldn't shoot him. I couldn't shoot a man. Shoot him. Shoot him.
Why not?
There's no water in my pistol.
Remember me? Your old friend Hanky?
Well, Hanky. Did you just blow in?
Yeah, Gertie, I come clean from Dallas.
You might have been clean when you left, but look at you now.
I got a present for you, Gertie.
Hank, where'd you ever get the money to buy such a pretty present?
Well, you know that diamond necklace some dirty crook stole from the jewelry store? The one they offered the big reward for?
Yep.
Pretty, ain't it? Yeah, struggling rich, gal. Got a real bonanza.
A real bonanza?
Yep. And if you marry up with me, I'll split it with you.
Nothing doing. You can't buy my love with a bonanza split.
Gertie, I don't want you talking to this stranger. Hey, you, get her going.
Pay him no mind, Gertie. Why, he wouldn't hurt a flea. The dirty, low-down sidewinder.
Boy! Boots on.
How come?
What'd you say?
I said, how come?
I got a hole in my sock.
Stranger, I can beat you. I can beat you with knives or anything. I can beat you carving or running. Which will it be?
I'm carving.
I'm running.
Ah, that's fine talk of coming from you, Tex. Why don't you fellas throw away your knives and guns and fight like men?
What do you mean, like men?
Oh, with your bare hands.
That's a good idea, Gertie. All right, you varmint. My hands are up. All right, my hands are up. What do we do now?
Oh, let's play patty cake.
How did your cousin's play come out tonight?
Oh, Aunt Aggie, the audience was great. They helped to solve all of Cousin Sophie's problems.
What do you mean?
Well, you remember Sophie wrote that crops were bad and they couldn't get any vegetables?
Yes.
Well, when we finished the play, the stage was covered with them.
We're a little late, folks. Good night, everybody.
Vern Smith speaking. The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople.
From June 15, 1946, Texas Joe sounded quite a bit like Mel Blanc's Yosemite Sam cartoon character. And, of course, that Spanish accent he used as Pedro on The Judy Canova Show later showed up as a cartoon mouse named Speedy Gonzalez. And I hope you also noticed his brief imitation of a car, the same sounds he generated over on the Jack Benny program, playing Jack's ancient Maxwell automobile. Truly one of the busiest guys in show business, Blank worked on multiple radio series. For example, at the time of the broadcast I just featured, he was also working for Benny, playing the happy postman on Burns and Allen, handling multiple roles at Abbott and Costello, and even launching his own sitcom, The Mel Blanc Show, which debuted on CBS in September of 46. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, Fibber McGee and Molly, right after this break.
The legendary Sherlock Holmes is desperate for a new case.
I cannot live without brain work. What else is there to live for? What is the use of having powers when one has no field upon which to exert them? Crime is commonplace. Existence is commonplace.
Fortunately for him, Radio Spirits has 17 mysteries for him to solve. In their 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red-Headed League, and Other Mysteries, radio producer Jim French brings you Holmes and Watson at their best, in elegant adaptations of original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. It's half price for a limited time. Yes, pay just $15.98. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code REDHEAD3. But look sharp.
Inspector, look out!
So get The Red-Headed League and Other Mysteries for only $15.98 today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code REDHEAD3. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Osric Tragen's murderer is right here among us.
What?
Talking about you, what? Silly
Delbring,
girl.
Are you sure?
I'm sure, Finn. I know who did it, and I know how to prove it. But I'm going to need your help.
No help needed to prove that the Radio Spirits app offers you free streams every day. Go to radiospiritsapp.com to download it now and never miss a When Radio Was episode again. Plus, stream the most recent shows for free.
That's right. That's just what I'm doing. Ought to be a pretty easy target, Cash. Come on. What are you waiting for?
Don't wait. Listen to your favorite classic radio shows with a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, Harry Nile, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play when you want. Check out the Radio Spirits app and download a free trial at radiospiritsapp.com now.
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. In Arizona, veterans who are members of the Gila River Indian community can now get help with benefits and pension claims closer to home through the community's participation in the Tribal Representation Expansion Program. We are immensely proud to be recognized as a tribal veteran service organization by the Department of Veterans Affairs, Governor Stephen Roe Lewis said during a formal recognition ceremony. Our veterans and their families have made untold sacrifices to defend our nation and to protect the values we hold dear, Lewis said. This designation will continue our community's commitment to ensuring our veterans receive the support, care, and benefits they have honorably earned by serving in all the branches of the armed forces.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where before the break we had the Judy Canova Show, and now the comedies continue. This time, though, the talented leading lady is Marion Jordan, who would spend her entire showbiz career working with her husband, Jim. And joining them in this episode will be Isabel Randolph as Mrs. Uppington, Bill Thompson as Old Timer, and announcer Harlow Wilcox. Listen for a reference to the creator of Perry Mason, Earl Stanley Gardner, in this World War II era broadcast from June 16, 1943.
The important war message you have been expecting will be broadcast immediately after the Fibber McGee and Molly program. Keep tuned to this station. Here's the Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly. Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. There comes a tide in the affairs of men when they think they can write a book. Well, the tide is in at 79 Wistful Vista. And here, busily filling page after page of scratch paper, we find that persistent proponent of pithy prose, that peerless perpetrator of punchy paragraph, Mr. McGee, of Fibber McGee and Molly.
So
grasping her in his strong arms, he kissed her tenderly on the forehead as she run her slender fingers through his dark curly hair, which she had first took his hat off so she could. Then as a knock came at the door...
McGee, I never heard such drivel in my life. What are you reading?
I ain't reading, I'm writing.
You're what?
I'm writing a book.
So that's what you've been doing the last few days.
Betcha.
And I thought you were going over the household accounts.
Household accounts, my clavicle. Don't you worry about them, Molly. When the dough starts rolling in from this book, we'll have so much money, the government won't know what to do with it. Now, let's see, where was I? Oh, yes. I was just getting to the place where my heroine, Maisie Laprine, has just met Lieutenant Fragwell.
Just met him?
Yeah.
Last I heard, he was taking her into his strong, curly arms and was kissing her.
Well, it was love at first sight. You see, he was coming down the street on roller skates while she was cleaning the front steps, and she swept him off his feet.
Oh.
Ah, I got some cute dialogue there.
Oh, I'll bet you have.
But the plot really gets torrid a little later on. This is a love story that'll have every woman in America dripping mascara.
Oh, my.
Where's my phone? Oh, yeah. Running her fingers through his dark, curly hair, which she had first took his hat off so she could. Then as a knock come at the door... Boy, is this realistic. Then there's a knock come at the door.
Look, Arthur, I hate to disillusion you, but that was a knock at the door.
Well, it's plagiarism, that's what it is. Come in.
For goodness sakes, Abigail Uppington.
How do you do, my dear? I'm Mr. McGee.
My dear Mrs. Uppington, what a charming surprise. Do come in. I say, Francois, chill another bottle of sparkling root beer for Madame. Oh, I say, this is jolly, isn't it? When was it we met last on the French Riviera, was it not? Oh, remember that romantic evening over the gaming tables at Monte Carlo? The night Fifi de Gumenag shot the Duke? How gay. I remember how the stars shone down like a million jewels on the velvet canopy of night.
Let's start over, Mr. McGee. I wasn't here when the game started.
Listen, don't mind him, Abigail. He's writing a book and he thinks he's E. Follips Ippenheim or somebody.
Oh, yes. Fine chap, Ippenheim. I remember one afternoon we were sitting in a gay little cafe in the Latin Quarter. I remember it because I didn't know any Latin and Ippy didn't have a quarter. Great, all those little experiences.
Oh, come off your high horse, dearie, before it throws you.
Well, I find this very interesting, Mrs. McGee.
You didn't think I could write a book, eh?
I didn't think you could write, period.
Oh, he's been working like a little beaver, Abigail.
You betcha.
Chew a tree down and build a dam for the lady, little beaver.
Okay, deride. Laugh if you will, my fine feathered friends. But the time will come when you'll point to my picture in magazines and say, I know that man. That's Earl Stanley McGee, the author.
Who?
Earl Stanley McGee. That's my nom de prune.
I think you mean nom de plume, Mr. McGee.
I mean nom de prune. I'm going to show the writing business some new wrinkles.
When you get the manuscript finished, dearie, let me give it to Uncle Dennis.
Oh? Is he acquainted with some publishers, my dear?
Well, I think he is. I've often heard him say he knows every bookmaker in the country.
You know, I suppose, that you should have a literary agent, Miss McGee.
A literary what?
A literary agent. Someone to act as middleman for you, to make good arrangements with some publishing house, to protect your rights. You artistic people are so unbusinesslike, you know.
Oh, yes, I suppose we are. We authors live in a world of dreams, Abigail. We're shy, impractical creatures. We should be shielded from the cruder, the harsher aspects of life.
Oh, my. Could you face the crude fact that your fountain pen is dripping on your pants leg, dear?
Oh. Hey, Uppy, I thought you joined up with the wax. When do you go?
I don't go, Mr. McGee. I was declined with thanks.
Oh, that's too bad, Abigail. I'm so sorry.
Now, that's a shame, kid. They shouldn't ought to have turned down a big, sensible girl like you. What was wrong?
Mr. McGee, there was a time when I would have approached the answer to that question with some trepidation.
Yes?
I would have evaded a direct reply with all the delicate finesse at my command.
Yes?
But the cold, brutal fact remains that I'm too darn old.
Goodbye.
right back with Fibber and Molly in Wistful Vista right after this short break.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frengo, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
ViewSonic is a clear leader in monitors. And when it comes to gaming, they've thought of pretty much everything. Does your monitor tear or stutter during gameplay? Well, ViewSonic's monitor with FreeSync takes care of that. Jeff Folthing is president of ViewSonic Americas, and he fills us in.
Some of the tech that's involved in these, you know, we have FreeSync and mini LED backlighting zones that allow for custom dimming, obviously 4K, and we have 144 hertz, 250 hertz, and then you go from this normal gaming desktop mindset to those that are kind of portable. That's where the 16-inch comes in and the 17-inch comes in. We put out a product called the VX1755, which is a portable gaming monitor.
So you can take your games anywhere. Find out more at ViewSonic.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy. But you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
And now back to Fibber, McGee, and Molly on When Radio Was.
Well, how's the book coming along, Earl?
Who?
Earl. I thought that was your nom de plume. Earl Stanley McGee.
Oh, yes. Oh, I say, I think I'm coming along rather well, you know. Top hole and all that. Working on a jolly situation at the moment. This lieutenant lad, Fragwell, you know. Frightfully decent chap, Oxford and all that.
Oh, listen, stop it. First thing I know, you'll start wearing a manacle.
If you mean eyeglass, my dear girl, the word is barnacle.
It's no such a thing. A barnacle is a seashell that sticks to the bottom of a boat.
I thought that was a binnacle.
A binnacle is a collarbone.
That's my clavicle.
Well, then a binnacle is where they keep a ship's compass.
You're thinking of a monocle.
Well, then what are manacles?
Handcuffs.
That's what I said. You want to be arrested for murder?
What do you mean?
Well, you're killing me with that English accent.
You answer the phone, will you, Molly? I got Lieutenant Fragwell at the bottom of a 40-foot cistern, and I got to figure a way to get him out.
Well, let his girlfriend hold a big sirloin steak over the edge. I'd jump 40 feet for that myself.
Well, in this case, Bolly Newsom's the telephone. Hello, Fibber McGee speaking. Who? Oh, yes, this is Earl Stanley McGee, the novelist. How do you do, Miss Cheltenham?
Miss who?
Oh, that would be jolly, of course. I should be happy to discuss the matter. Oh, rather. Yes, I shall carry on till you get here. Pip, pip.
get the pip myself. Who's Miss Cheltenham?
She's an agent, a literary agent. She's going to sell my book. Ain't that wonderful?
How'd she ever hear about you? Through a Ouija board?
All the word gets about these things. Hey, I got to get busy. Now, don't let anybody bother me. Lock the door. This may mean millions.
Yeah, but how are you getting Lieutenant Fragwell out of the cistern?
Easy. I just start the next chapter by saying, what safely out of the cistern? Fragwell made his way to the nearest Barumba.
What's a Barumba?
That's an Abyssinian word meaning railroad.
Do the Abyssinians know that?
They will when they read the book. Now remember, Molly, I gotta work fast. I ain't home to anybody. If the doorbell rings, don't tell them.
I'm afraid Lieutenant Barumba will have to wait in the Fragwell for a minute, dearie. Come in.
Hello there, kids. What you doing?
I'm trying to write a book if I can get some peace and quiet around here.
Well, you go right ahead, Johnny. Me and daughter won't let anybody bother you.
Fine.
Wanted to be a storybook writer once myself. But the grammar got me.
Oh.
Teacher says I didn't know a subject from a pelican.
You mean a predicate?
I do. Ain't a predicate one of them little salty crackers that you get with a glass of beer?
That's a pretzel.
Well, they're dangerous things. Grandpa had one go off right in his face once. Didn't know it was loaded. It was an old horse pretzel that he had...
Now, wait a minute. Don't you mean horse pistol?
I sure do, daughter. Grandpa was in the horse pistol for 3 weeks. Day nurse, night nurse.
That's a hospital.
Yes, sir. Most hospital folks Grandpa ever lived with.
I think you mean they were hospitable.
No. They took his chewing tobacco away from him when he went in. Grandpa, he said...
Look, old-timer, look. Can't you stop changing the subject?
No, I can't, Johnny. Teacher always told me I couldn't tell a subject from a pelican.
Listen, but you don't mean pelicans.
Why don't I?
Because a pelican is a big bird.
You're telling me, Johnny. Teacher gave me a bird so big it blew me out of school and I never went back. Well, I won't bother you, Johnny. So long, Dorothy.
All right, Earl Stanley McStuff. You go to work on your masterpiece, and I'll stand here and guard the door like voracious at the bridge.
You mean Horatius. Voracious means having a big appetite.
Well, this whole thing is strictly from hunger.
Oh.
So you get busy, and I'll...
Hello, folks. Am I intruding?
Oh, frankly, old chap, yes, you are. I say, old fellow, would you mind frightfully old radish if I ask you to stop by another time? That's a good fellow.
What's the matter with him, Molly? Did he fall asleep in a Ronald Coleman movie?
He's writing a book, Mr. Wilcox. He thinks that phony Piccadilly accent gives him a certain air.
It does. Why don't you open a window?
Oh, now I say, old broom.
Stop it, Mr. You sound like some dentist that just fitted you with a London bridge.
Molly, what's this about him writing a book?
Well, let me tell you about it, Junior. You see, my hero, Lieutenant Fragwell of the Navy...
The Navy?
Yeah.
Hey, could you say something about battleship linoleum and then sneak in a few words about Johnson's glow coat?
This is a novel, Wilcox, not an advertising folder. Anyway, he falls in love with a girl named Maisie Laprine because she reminded him of his mother.
And you remind me of my mother.
Oh. McGee reminds you of your mother, Mr. Wilcox?
Yes. When he's happy and excited like this, he acts just like my mother used to when she was telling somebody about glow coat. How easy it was to use, now it shines as it dries.
Are you going
to
let me tell about my book?
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead.
Well, just as Fragwell and Maisie are on their way to the house to get married, up comes a messenger in a cloud of dust.
So what's a little dust? Oh. With Johnson's glow coat, dirt and dust wipe right up to the damn floor. But anyway, glow coat protects.
You better let him go on, Mr. Wilcox. He's turning green.
Oh, pardon me. Well, then what, Vibber?
It's a message for Lieutenant Fragwell to report for duty. The marriage is off. He's been called back into the service.
Well, the surface is an important thing. If you protect the surface of your linoleum against dirt and wear, it'll almost last forever because glow coat is the
I didn't
finest...
say surface. I said service. C-E-R-V-I-S-E. Service. You see, Fragwell is a West Pointer.
Now, hold on. Wait a minute, McGee. If Lieutenant Fragwell was in the Navy, why did he go to West Point?
Ah, wouldn't Hitler like to know that? Military secrets. Hey, where are you going, Junior?
Don't you want to hear the finish, Mr. Wilcox?
No, I don't think I do, Molly. You see, I'm so used to sparkling, gleaming, immaculate wax coating that Johnson's glow coat gives, it spoiled me for inferior finishes.
Oh.
Well, I'll see you again.
Of all the unappreciated... appreciate if Inferior finishes my clavicle. I tell you, the ending of my book has got a wallop that'll tear your heart out.
Well, what is it?
I don't dare tell. But get this, Molly. After the book ends, I'm inserting 3 pages of crossword puzzles.
Oh.
Just to give the readers a chance to calm down. Oh. This book has got such a smash climax that I don't want to be responsible for people going hayseed.
You mean Haywire.
I thought Haywire was a movie actor.
That's Hayward.
What is Hayward?
Buy the bail?
I'll buy the bail if it's cheaper.
Oh, stop.
What are we talking about?
Goodness. Good afternoon.
I'm sorry, sis. Whatever it is, we don't want any. We got all the linens we need. And if it's magazines, you're wasting your time because I...
Are you Mr. McGee?
Yes, I am, sis. And let me tell you again.
I am Virginia Cheltenham, the literary agent.
Oh, dear. Oh, gee, if I don't even... Oh, my gosh.
Got caught with your accent down, didn't you, dearie? Come in, Miss Virginia Ham.
Cheltenham. Virginia Cheltenham. A mighty proud girl to have a father who could write a book.
She ain't my father. I'm her mother. Oh, excuse me. Miss Cheltenham, my wife, Molly.
How do you do, I'm sure.
Your wife? Oh, how splendid. Let me tell you something about myself, Mr. McGee. Huh? I am a literary agent of long standing.
Oh. Have a chair, Chelt?
I beg your pardon? Oh, yes, thank you.
Yes.
Mr. McGee, are you familiar with serial rights, motion picture rights, dramatic rights, foreign translations, and the other 100 things regarding which a busy author must protect himself?
Heavenly days. And I thought an author just wrote a book and took his money and boom, that was that.
No, I never knew there was so much to it, Miss... Sis?
Well, they are all very important.
Uh-huh.
I was having tea one afternoon with, now, let me see. There was Red and Jack and Elle and Ernie.
Who are they?
That's Red Lewis, of course. Sinclair Lewis, you know.
Oh, yes. I read his book, Aerosmith. Well, disappointed, though. No Indians in it. Who are them other guys?
That's Ellery Queen. Ernie Hemingway and Jack Steinbeck.
Oh. Yeah. Did you ever do any business with Charlie and Vic?
Who, Mrs. McGee?
Charlie and Vic. You know, Charlie Dickens and Vic Hugo.
Miss Cheltenham, now here's about my book. This Lieutenant Fragwell...
I shall want to read the manuscript myself, Mr. McGee.
Well, it ain't finished. Pardon me, but I got 3 chapters to go.
Well, I'll take it as is. A manuscript needn't necessarily be complete to make a sale, you know.
Oh, swell. Well, this Lieutenant Fragwell...
Now, my usual business procedure is this, Mr. McGee.
Yes?
I take full responsibility for the promotion and sale of all rights in your literary work.
Oh, I see.
You are...
The first half of Fibber, the author, from June 16, 1943. We'll add the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. While that episode featured Fibber purporting to be a writer, the series itself was actually penned by Don Quinn, who later would create a radio sitcom starring Ronald and Benita Coleman. Can you name that series? I will, and then wrap up when radio was, right after this.
Born through a party in the county jail.
MusicRewind.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more. Buy That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at MusicRewind.com. Or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code ROCK33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready.
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law. We're a law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime Six. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. And we've been working with Gearhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. So to learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks. Or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Fibber McGee and Molly's primary writer, Don Quinn. He later also created a radio sitcom starring Ronald and Benita Coleman. It was The Halls of Ivy. I'm Greg Bell. Remember to take a little time and visit us over at the website, whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.